For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We're deep in the All Things Comedy Studios, and we have a very special guest joining us from the church, Lee Zayat, everybody.
Hi, thank you. It's weird to be sober on a podcast. This is like one out of 800 that I've done that I'm like.
You go deep, dude.
I actually thought you were Chinese. I've done Joey's podcast 11 times. This is the first time I found out you weren't a fat Bobby Lee. So
I was going to say that the next time Ari goes on one of his world tours, you got to like organize it so I come back before he comes back and it just looks like he like really let himself go.
Yeah, for 6 months on the road. I respect that.
That would be great. Yeah, he's lost
Lee,
his hair.
Were you a big pot smoker before you met?
Never. Nope. Well, I'm not going to say never. I smoked like 3 or 4 times, but no, I didn't start until I met Joey Diaz.
So you know, what night do you do your podcast?
Mondays and Wednesdays usually.
So every Monday and Wednesday, you know you're going deep.
Oh, it's been like 3 or 4 years of, because we started out at 6 in the morning going deep. That was crazy. Like at 8 in the morning being as high as I was, and I would try to go to sleep because I was working nights. So yeah. I'd get to his house at like 5:30.
And that's another level. That's like I made a couple free throws before.
Is he still go ahead.
And then I'm going to Michael Jordan's house to play basketball. Like that's a whole nother level. Like, do you smoke when you're not, or do you just are like Mondays and Wednesdays? I'm stoned as shit, and then the other 5 days I am just.
That's what I used to do, but then he has a thing now that he says he's putting me through training.
I can't go through Joey Diaz boot camp.
Pretty much, I don't think I would survive.
I'm putting you through training, dog.
I wouldn't be able to survive if I only did it 2 days a week. So that's probably about a 6 day a week thing.
Dog, I'm not gonna lie. If you want to make this
joining
podcast,
us good. From the hit show Naked and Afraid, our good friend. We're our good friend Ari Shaffir, everybody. You got Lee's here.
Hi, Ari.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Oh, you can hear us. Cool.
Ari, we were throwing around the idea before you got on. Lee had a great idea, which was he should just show up here without a shirt on after you go on your next 5 month hiatus, and then he's just like, "Yeah, man, I just let myself go to shit." It's Ari.
Yeah,
I'm back.
I like that idea.
No more yoga.
Are you doing yoga, Ari?
All the time.
Not since I got back.
Are you going to get back into it?
Yeah, I want to, but I really hurt my rib the other day, and it's fucking just healing.
Is it still bad?
How'd you hurt your rib? Just breathing?
We talked about last week.
Falling. Yeah, just falling.
How did you fall? Why did you
fall?
I just bruised a rib. I don't know. I fell. I think maybe Lewis pushed me or something. I'm not sure, but like.
Lewis, go.
Yeah. That's a thing, man.
Yeah, they don't go back to yoga. It's right near my place. There's one.
With us, rough housing isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like I told this story last week and you talked about your rib. I was fucking around with Tate. I thought it'd be funny to wrestle with him. And he just squeezed me. And I couldn't sleep or breathe or laugh or fart or fuck for 3 weeks from one squeezing from Tate. Back in my 20s, I would have just bounced right back. But now I was on the DL for fucking a month.
From a hug. You're on DL from a hug.
Straight up, bro. From a hug from a grizzly bear.
Lee's joining us. He's talking about how he's going through boot camp with Joey Diaz, going deep, deep, deep diving into the weed. And what else you guys do? You guys do mushrooms.
Speaking of, since Ari just joined us, probably one of our most talked about episodes is the time that Ari and Eddie came on and we did acid and Ari laid down on the floor. That's probably our most talked about episode.
Well, Ari's great because he'll talk about that episode on This Is Not Happening, but not reference whose show it was. He'll talk about anybody but whose show it was. Remember when you did that with when you were talking about doing drugs on the Naughty Show and you never mentioned the Naughty Show? That was so much fun.
Wait, what are you talking about? When?
When you did it, what was that drug you did?
Be careful what you wish for, Sam. Because he mentioned my name on a podcast, and it was just involved with getting slapped in the face with a condom on Comedy Central. So be careful what you wish for. He only mentions your name when it's a disparaging, humiliating way.
Yeah.
Ari, you know what? I'm looking at that shoulder of yours, and you know what you could really use? Harry's razors. You could really use some Harry's razors because you got other side. Look at that, dude. That is fur on your shoulder. You have fur on your shoulder. That's not good, dude.
Yeah, that's called all of us are getting old. Yeah. I'm finding hair in weird places, but I do need Harry's razors.
Harry's razors, guys. Listen, are you tired of going to the store?
Can we do a Harry's razors? Can we do his Harry's razors commercials where we go, I got hair in weird places with a something, and then I don't know how the rest will go.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a fan make that. First guy gets I don't know.
Or the Harry's razor is a something. I don't know.
I got hair in weird places.
Listen,
where
guys.
The bitches don't go and the Asian chase my hairs away.
Guys, how many times you gone to Rite Aid, to CVS, you want to get your razors, you got to get your 47 razor blades, and you can't because you got to unlock it, and then the guy with the weird club foot has to walk all the way over, you feel like shit.
You got to push the button that says, I need assistance in razors, like I'm some sort of idiot.
I'm so tired of it.
And then when they finally unlock it, it's like, here's three shitty razors, and it's $11.
So these two guys got tired of that, so they decided to do their own razor company. So they went to Germany.
Two guys, Aaron Ree.
Yeah, their dad's name. No, who is it?
Ironically enough, neither of them are named Harry. But I'm not hating on that. Could be a play on words.
Yeah,
you're Harry.
Exactly.
Oh, could be Harry.
So they opened their own.
That just dawned on you, you idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I just found out that Hugh Moore. That's not his real name.
Oh, there you go.
So they opened up their own factory in Germany where they create low price razors. And now all you have to do is go to, where do you go?
HarrysRazors.com/punchdrunk. And here's what that gets you. That gets you shaving gel. It gets you directions on how to shave, which you would be surprised how wrong you were. I was shocked at how wrong I was how to shave because I was rubbing most of it on my forehead. And I'm like, why do I still have a beard? and that actually was, in a surprising way, the thing that was most surprising to me, because I'm like, wow, I learned a lot from that. But you get an ergonomic handle. It's very heavy. It feels good. It feels right in your hand.
German ingenuity.
And they send you
the word right.
German ingenuity.
Ingenuity.
I know. It's just, I've never said this before on the show. Sam, get on your phone. Couple blades, and they have an edging blade, and then all you got to do, it's for free, $13 value. All you got to do is pay the shipping. It's less than $3. And then from then on, all you got to do is say, I need more razors. And they just show up at your door. You don't have to go to Rite Aid and feel like some sort of heroin addict that's trying to score fucking drug equipment. No, I'm 50 and I need to shave my hairy shoulder. For some reason, one shoulder saw the moon and the other one didn't. Ari's turned it into a half werewolf.
Anything that's bad.
Rotate around. Keep it even, bro.
It's terrible. I need about a lifetime supply of Harry's razors.
And here's the thing.
Harry's, did you hear that? Lisa needs razors.
I need razors on the back. Everywhere but my head is filled. Yeah. It's
Isn't
terrible.
That's got to be frustrating for you. Funny thing about Lisa, he shaved an hour ago. Shaved an hour ago.
Can never grow. Rogaine doesn't do anything on my head. I tried Propecia when
have
I was
you
like
tried
12
everything?
Or 13.
Dude, you have a great skull. You have a great skull.
No, I don't.
Skull.
I have Jewish skin, so I always have like...
Yeah, you don't know what a skull's like if he shaves it.
No, it's terrible. It's
yeah,
like I got
no,
lucky.
No.
It's
I'm not
it's
saying
an okay
it's easy
shape.
To shave.
It's an okay
I'm
shape,
saying
but
it's a good shaped skull. I've had who's that guy that does all the political stuff in New York on Sirius? His name's Pete something. He's a comedian.
Pete Sampras.
Yeah, he's got the worst skull I've ever seen in my life. He literally looks like a fucking light bulb. He looks like a light, like it comes out to the side. It's a little dented.
He looks
it's
like
rough.
Kazoo from the fucking Flintstones. Hello. Hello, Tom Tom.
I was worried if I would have any dents. Luckily, I don't.
No, you're a good-looking guy.
I got a lot of dents.
For a Jewish meatball, you're a stunning-looking man.
If I go bald, I'm in deep shit. I got a fucking fucked-up head, bro.
I do, too. I shaved a little. It's not as bad as I thought it was, but it's not what
Remember
I
when we did that old sketch show where we all shaved our heads?
Duncan's got cancer?
Duncan has cancer.
Wouldn't you guys know if you were going bald by now?
And right then, I was like, yeah, man, if I go bald, I'm in deep shit because I was bald for like 2 months and my shit was fucked up.
Nope.
Who was that ball player, that basketball player, who had just a really bad skull, but he always shaved
Shane
it anyway?
Battier. Shane Battier's skull was so bad.
You're talking about...
what about Kevin Garnett?
Garnett had a bad one?
Garnett looks like an alien.
Who was that big center that was like Mursalov or something like that? He was like
fucking... Florida State.
Florida State.
I don't know.
Battier did have a ridiculous head, though. Look at this.
Charlie Ward.
Oh, God.
Ugh. That's Klingon skull right there. Ugh. Ugh.
I have that weird... I have the, like, it's in the back where, like, it folds up or something, but not...
Oh, you got the hot dog pack in the back?
Not the multiple one. It's just one single hot dog.
You have Ralphie May's back on your head? Woo. Is that what you're saying? Hey, so go to harrysrazors.com/punchdrunk. Help us help you. Hey, so did you watch UFC?
I did. That was a great card. The last card was great. Even the prelims was really... I was surprised Alvarez was on the prelims. But I guess they do that one with like a really good fight. They put like one good one.
So you have to watch it.
They got to. They got to give me something headlining for the prelims for me to tune into Fox Sports 1 or FX or whatever they put it on, because I'm already committed to the 2.5 hours of the fight.
Yeah.
And if you don't give me something I care about on the prelims, I'm just going to go watch the fight.
Yeah.
And then I'll look on Bleacher Report or whatever to find out what happened. So I feel like they really got to put something that you're like, how is that not on the main card? To headline it, otherwise, I'm not going to tune in.
I guess, but he just fought. He was just the champ. Like maybe put the Edgar Rodriguez one.
That may have been the best fight of that whole card.
Well, I mean,
away
for the
that
first
knee.
Round and a half.
I wonder if these guys, if they get upset about not being on the pay per view,
yeah,
won't more people watch on Fox Sports?
Yes, but I think you get more money if you're on the pay per view.
Yeah, don't they get percentages?
Well, I know as a champ you get much way more money.
Yeah, it's like doing the OR on a Friday at 10:30 or doing the main room on Friday at 11:15.
Yeah, as a champ, but like if not, like remember when Clay Guida was doing all the free fights and his name got so big?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. He just popped up back on The Ultimate Fighter. You hadn't seen him forever.
Clay Guida? In what way?
He was one of the coaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's with Team Alpha Male in Sacramento.
Ari, did you watch the fights?
Sam Cassell, that's who it was.
Oh, Sam Cassell is a horrible head.
I don't know how you got a center.
Did he go to Florida State?
Sam Cassell's never. He's maybe the center of attention.
I don't even know how you pulled him at Florida State out of.
No, he did go to Florida State.
Well, I know. I just don't remember him at Florida State.
Nobody does.
You're more basketball than Ari, so I was surprised.
I'm an ACC. I'm an ACC fan.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
That
makes sense.
That's true. Ari, did you watch the fights?
Yeah, I watched the last three fights and the Edgar fight at the end.
So you didn't see the did you see the illegal knee that they had?
No, Big J's pretty pissed about it because he said it cost him money because it should have been a disqualification, not a no contest. But
I agree.
Yeah, but your guy wasn't winning.
But I agree.
Now we discussed this. We had Pauly Shore on the Patreon podcast that we did. We interviewed Pauly. Pauly came down, did about half.
Patreon, I have to fight Sam, so if we get 300 more. So I'm more brittle than I thought I was. So I'm asking you to not subscribe to the Patreon.
Why would you do that, dude?
Just go to Harry's Razors, things like that to support us.
Welcome back to the show. The Saboteur.
The Saboteur is back. Now, Lee, what are your thoughts on the knee? And that call in general, because we were talking about it on the Patreon podcast with Pauly Shore, where we were like, if he wasn't eating, he was just elbowing him or punching him, the fight would be okay.
I think that should have been a DQ.
But the thought of just the guy kneeing him to the head, to me, makes it just seem almost like a weird timeout.
It's weird, but then it's also, doesn't Texas not follow the new rules? So there's different rules for every state now, and...
I think the first two were legal. One of them being on those new rules where he was like putting his fingertips down and still took a knee, and that follows along. But that third knee was as illegal as a knee could be.
What fight?
Hold on.
There was a fight like a week or two ago where the same, almost the same thing happened.
Chris Weidman.
Yeah, it was the Chris Weidman fight, and it's just weird how every different. I don't know how Herb Dean's supposed to keep all that together.
I think that was a more of a New York snafu than it was a UFC snafu. Weidman thing. And I think both of them were handled in the wrong way equally. I think the Weidman thing should have been a fucking no contest, and I think this should have been a disqualification.
Here's why I don't think it should be. You listen to the other guy in the interview. He goes, he didn't do it on purpose. We're playing by these new rules where you are allowed a knee to the head when your hand's on the ground. We're in a fight. He just reacted. It's not like he was a dirty player trying to do something dirty. Shit happens. If you injure somebody by accident in basketball, it's one thing. If you keep doing dirty moves, that's another.
I don't think there was malice involved, but I do think when I look at that replay repeatedly, and I'm not in the octagon, I'm not the guy throwing the knee or the guy trying to protect himself, and I'm not the ref.
You're the guy getting hurt from a hug.
I'm the guy watching five replays in a row. I'm the guy sitting at the comedy store watching five replays in a row, and when I watch him, I'm like, he was basically in doggy style position. All fours on the floor. And took a third knee to the head. I'm not saying that didn't make me hard, because there's nothing I'd like better than seeing someone in doggy style position take him one to the face just to surprise her. But in this way, that I don't know, man.
Well, it didn't even look like Alvarez was like aware of what was happening when he was on the cage, like on the other side of the cage before this knee happened. It looked like he was just throwing punches. I didn't think his eyes.
He
were
said
open.
It best. We're just fighting. I'm just fighting.
And I get that. And I do hear that argument, especially coming from them. It gives a lot, as Sam would say, I respect that. But when you watch it and there's these rules, I mean, you know, we're just playing football and I did go helmet to helmet. Well, that's still the rule. And I get you're playing football, but that's the flag.
Ari.
Here's my question. When should it be a disqualification? When should it be a no contest? Like if you're winning the fight 2.5 rounds to nothing. Let's say I'm beating Sam 2.5 rounds, nothing.
Okay, so this is a fictional scenario.
Do I get disqualified? Do I lose that fight from
That's a great question. Now, the Weidman problem was this.
John Jones lost.
This is why Weidman got weird, because he said he couldn't continue, right? When he thought it was an illegal knee, he goes, I can't continue.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, it wasn't an illegal knee, so you got knocked out. He's like, no, I can keep going. He flipped on it.
Oh, okay. That... So he said it, and then the other one I'm still upset about that no one
he
really
also
talks
said
about,
it was November.
What is Jermaine Durandamy and Holly Holm? I've how she punched after the bell.
Twice.
I think it was twice.
Twice.
I've never seen that in any other fight. I've still never seen it, and no one's talking. Like that's the one that drives me crazy.
And then she did the
one of them was
tongue?
A devastating elbow that put her down to her knee.
Yeah.
After the bell,
right?
She got an elbow that put her down to one knee. It didn't knock her out, but
and
she went down to one
fight.
Knee. And I'm like. That's a tough way to walk to your stool.
I totally
after
agree.
You take an illegal elbow.
Yep.
When you were defending yourself, good. You hear the bell. You put your hands down.
Yeah,
and then pow.
And they were like, "Oh, I didn't hear the bell." It's every other UFC fight. I've never once even seen it get close to that.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
No, I
she
get
did
that.
The tongue wagging after it made me think that she was up to no good. And by the way, the UFC must hate that chick because she got the belt.
Which one,
heard
which one,
Cyborg
which one?
Is coming. The
Jermaine Durandamy.
Yeah, who beat like Holly Holm, and now she heard Cyborg's coming, and she's like, "Oh, I can't fight." Or she's like, I'll refight Holly Holm. It's like, nah, man.
I heard she was going to retire. She was thinking about retiring.
They all are afraid. The only person who is up to fighting Cyborg is this Megan Anderson, who's Invictus, who's the 145 champ, who's hot as fuck, and wants to bang with Cyborg. I would like to see that fight.
You know who Cyborg is? Cyborg is the girl that is getting transferred to his Catholic school, and everyone's like, this girl has been in juvies and prison for fighting 50 times. Like, do not let this bitch come to our school. She's going to kill all of us. Her reputation precedes her. No one's seen her fight in a long time.
I don't think I've ever seen her.
Every bitch is shitting their tampon over this twat. No offense.
What happens if she comes in and loses? How disappointing would that be?
Well, I mean, it would be huge. I mean, that would be the biggest upset ever.
I mean,
this chick can bang. This Megan.
Part of me
Anderson
feels like the UFC.
Bang.
Part of me feels like it's the.
Who are you even talking about? Megan Anderson. Shut up.
She can really fight, dude. She's a real fighter.
I've never heard her name.
Yeah, because you don't follow it. I follow it.
Part of me feels
I have her rookie card.
that's, Yeah. To sell it, you got to it costs you money. Like, take this for $9, please. It's literally worth less than that. I feel like it's the UFC versus Cyborg. I feel like there's this 100%. Unwritten thing that every fighter in the UFC doesn't really want her, but the UFC is kind of like, it sells tickets, but I sure hope we beat her.
I disagree with that.
I sure hope we beat her.
I disagree with that.
You think Cyborg, somebody doesn't sell...
I think the UFC is trying to cover up the fact that they fucking kept her out of the UFC during the Ronda Rousey thing.
I agree.
And if they bring her in, she's going to look so spectacular, they're going to look even dumber. I think they're, like, trying to freak out.
I agree with you.
On how, like, okay, if we bring her in, we're going to look so bad protecting Ronda Rousey that even if the thought of Ronda Rousey might come back.
Can we call it Cyborg Gate?
Ronda Rousey hasn't won in 2 years. She's fine now to come in.
No, but the bottom line is, stupid.
The UFC doesn't give a shit. If Cyborg comes in and gets good numbers,
she gets
they're
numbers.
So behind her, they'll be like, hey, big announcement, everyone. We're finally behind an ugly person that can fight.
I was going to say, do you think she's... I don't think she's, like, good-looking enough.
I'd fuck her.
But that means nothing.
That doesn't that means mean nothing. Much.
That'd be like me saying, I'd drink that. Is there booze in it? I'd drink it, sure.
Yeah, okay. I mean, respect that.
You'd fuck anything.
I would.
For me, they'd be like, Johnny, would you fuck Cyborg?
No.
Go ahead and...
Johnny...
Aaron, would you cheat on your wife with Cyborg? Or your ex-wife, I'm sorry.
No.
That's a yes.
That's what,
yeah. He said yes if his mic was cold.
Okay, let's get to the heavyweight fight. Stipe.
That was a great fight.
Are you a fan of his?
I am. I've only seen him, I think, the last two fights. The last two or three
Everybody
fights.
Everybody has.
I didn't even see the first Junior Dos Santos fight.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, I think, a little bit before my... I've only been in the UFC or into the UFC for like 5 or 6 years, I think. So it's a little bit... I'm still getting into it. But see, that was a great... That one was great.
But
really
you're
like
not a
Joanna.
Novice. You know the fights. You just don't have, like, I remember this fight 10 years ago.
Right, yeah. I missed Couture. I missed all that. Like, that's what I kind of want to see. Like,
you still can.
Yeah, with fight
pass. I got the same shit with wrestling. That it's like, pro wrestling? Fucking Macho Man and all that time.
Wait, you missed all the original times when you were a child?
No,
and now
I had it. So now all these people, I'm like, I don't know. Where's Piper? Where's Macho Man? Where's
Dude, back in the day, the wrestling was great. If guys built like your dad would fight each other.
But all
now
those guys
like gay
love
shape
it. Tony and
oh, yeah.
Edgar and PT, they love that shit.
What?
I still think it's great. I just lost track of who all the best fighters are.
Me too.
I don't mind it. I just see it as a scripted drama.
It's a soap opera for testosterone.
Yeah. Here's the problem with Stipe. If he wins one more heavyweight title fight,
right,
he has now have the record for most defenses in a row at the heavyweight level. That's how much that belt has changed hands.
Yeah, we've said
is
that on this show
three
forever.
In that he would hold the record.
It's too much leather.
It's too much.
They all have grenades in their hands. I mean, you can't take those punches. That's why a lot of people, you know, some people say the other way. And some people say, oh, I like that. I like a fucking 30-second fight where someone gets knocked out every time there's a heavyweight fight. That's why heavyweight's exciting. That's why it's heavyweight's exciting in boxing.
Once, you're fucked.
But these little divisions, that's why there's such a logjam, because it really does get down to BJJ. It really does get down to who's a good wrestler. In heavyweight, when's the last time you saw a big tap out in a heavyweight? I mean,
Cain Velasquez was the last to do some. I think he did it on
what's his face? Got Brock Lesnar
Frank Mir.
Frank Mir. I mean, what was that, 6 years ago?
Yeah, Mir's great. Mir was a great heavyweight.
You know, but he just got a guy that wasn't good at BJJ at all, and was like, dude, I can probably get this guy in a simple armbar.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then on their rematch, he had another year of BJJ training and got him in a crucifix and just punched him in the face till it was tapped.
Is it crazy that Miocic still has a day job? Like, is still a fireman?
He does that for, like, a day job? It's not like a volunteer fireman?
No, he still works as a fireman. Man. Yeah.
He does that not for a job. He does that because he wants to do it.
I agree.
But he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they work around his schedule. They work around his schedule.
That's like same thing for
Keep
me.
Stay
like
day job as firefighter.
Yep, that's same thing for me. Like, I work at Red Zone 19 days a year.
Okay,
but I also do stand up comedy.
Okay,
and I'm on a podcast, so you know those two things are passion projects.
Okay,
the other 19 days pay my bills. So I literally make substitute teacher money. I literally make substitute teacher money.
Yeah, dude, I love the heavyweight division. I think it's great. Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Jędrzejczyk. She's starting to get boring, but she's
what? Did anyone watch that fight think she was boring?
Did anybody watch that fight and think that other lady couldn't have gone another round?
Oh, she could have gone like two more rounds.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have stopped, but I
see what you're saying.
She's fighting Mayweather.
I see what you're saying.
I totally disagree with that. Really?
But that's... I think it's a valid style. It's not exciting, but it's a valid style.
Well, the, and here's,
wow, I think she's very exciting.
I agree with both you're saying, and here's the difference. And tell me if I'm wrong about this. She has great striking. There's just no power behind it.
No
so
power.
It's like slap boxing. It's like watching slap boxing. No one's getting knocked out. No one's getting really in trouble. It's like watching people freeze bar where you're scoring like, oh, that was a kick to the head, point. No yeah. one's in danger, and that's... And if you're not doing jiu-jitsu and you're not tapping people out, I mean, she was she got slammed 7-8 times. Like, straight up picked up and slammed.
What division is Rose in? Is it in
that's
this one or the one above?
Same. Okay. Yep, same.
That would be exciting.
Well, they
she,
think
she
it's too soon for her because Rose has, like, how many fights? Rose has, like, six fights.
In 2 years or something like that, though.
Yeah, fights.
Since she was – but, I mean, since she was in Ultimate Fighter – 6 fights in 2.5 years is a lot.
I like Rose. I'm really into the shaved head.
You like it more than when she had hair?
I do. I love the shaved head. Mm-hmm. There's this penthouse pet right now that I'm just fucking infatuated with.
Do we still have Penthouse Magazine?
Oh, yeah, dude. Playboy killed it.
Playboy killed
it. I think they brought it back.
Do they still have the magazine?
I think... I don't know. But they do have the girls, the Penthouse Pets and all that shit. And they're much cooler than Playboy. You know what's so funny about Playboy is all these playmates are starting to do porn now. Back in the day, you never did that. That was
You probably weren't allowed to.
Yeah, well, because basically when you became a playmate, that was like getting your doctrine.
That was like having a master's jacket.
You're like, Dr. Hottie, hello.
Yeah, it was like getting a master's jacket. It's like you can golf everywhere now. Yeah. Why would you go play at some shitty fucking Muni course?
Right. That's a great point. That's great, yeah.
Don't embarrass the jacket. Don't embarrass the jacket.
See, I like her with shaved head.
Yeah, definitely.
She, you know who's banging her is, what's his face, the heavyweight guy?
No way.
What?
Why do they always fuck each other instead of fucking us?
Dude, that's hot right there, right?
I think that's hot. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
way
that's a good
hotter,
look for
dude.
She
way
put up
hotter.
An Instagram video the other day of her, like, stretching in, like, small little booty shorts.
Yeah.
Really? Even though she's really tough and you don't want to, like, I felt weird. I felt bad almost because she's
why?
So, she's such a good fighter. Like, I don't want to look at her like that, but, God, she was wearing, like, really tight, really small
booty
shorts.
How about you look at her like a hottie that could fight instead of a fighter who's a hottie?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
A hottie who could fight, yeah.
Or even better, why don't you look at her as a woman that can take a punch?
It might not have
been, who's not hard in the room right now?
It might not have been on her Instagram, I guess. I saw it on, like, the Discover page. But, yeah, even look at that with her.
See, even that picture with her dog's cute.
Yeah.
With the bald head.
Dude, this guy from the 714 just keeps calling, and we're not taking calls right now.
No, he's literally called every 30
Where's
seconds.
The 714? Where's the 714?
If he calls again, we'll take it.
I think the 714 is Orange County.
Yeah, that is Orange County. Anaheim. I believe it's Anaheim. Yep. Or Orange County. If you call again 714,
I like
Joanna.
I can't believe you guys don't like her, but I get it.
I'm not saying I don't like her.
Well, she hasn't been like that every fight, has she? I think it was just this
Andrade
was
is
really
particular,
great.
I knew was going to give her trouble because she's like a little cyborg. Look at the man shoulders this.
And Sam, I think she also cut like 12 pounds to come down to fight. So I think she's walks at a heavier weight and she came in like shorter but stronger. That's why she has those shoulders and she's like, I'll knock you out. But her footwork was so good. Joanna's footwork was so good.
I like watching her.
Or Johanna.
It's good to know if Tony Hinchcliffe went in drag, I'd fuck him.
Did you see that picture that somebody posted of that being Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I would fuck him. Hard.
Yeah, he's real into it.
Who?
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Yeah, look at that right there. So
well, they look exactly alike.
Oh, just
they
wait.
Exactly
hang on.
Alike.
Oh, I've seen the picture of Tony's face on her, but I don't know why they didn't put her face on him.
I would like that.
Because that's disrespectful!
How's it disrespectful? She's not bad looking.
I mean, to Tony.
She's hot.
She's hotter than him.
Yeah, I like her.
I'd hit it hard, like a champion.
I'd
hard.
Fuck Tony.
Make her cry like a baby.
I'd fuck Tony like a champion.
She's starting to get mentally crazy too, because now she's like crying during
the
pressure.
Tony blowing you would be like feeding carrots to a horse. That's what it would look like.
Now, if you had Tony suck your dick, would you go palm on the top, palm on the bottom? Like, kind of like when Ari got busted with Katie sucking his dick, where he's kind of like feeding her like a baby bird.
No, she had
at
a ninja,
comedy
ninja
store.
Turtle backpack or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, feeding like a baby bird. Like, no, baby, not too much. Just graze a little bit.
Okay. Take, easy.
Remember when she had that, nope, calm down, sweet pony.
You'll get enough. Don't get a tummy ache. Me too.
You're gonna feed, aren't you? Oh, you're hungry.
What do we do with Frankie Edgar?
They do.
What do we do?
What? He looked great.
Like he's
everything
like,
I've heard
he's
about.
He's at a weight where he can literally be everybody but one dude.
Who is?
Aldo.
Frank Edgar can be everybody but Aldo. He can't be Aldo. Aldo just snaps those kicks on him all day, and it's just he's done. He can't beat him.
It's like he's got to learn how to do something with those kicks. That's the problem. He's got to learn to do something. Connor learned about Diaz. He watched the tape on him enough, and he was like, oh, I got to kick him a little bit, slow him down. He did, and Diaz still has no fucking defense for that. Nate, I'm sorry. You know I love you, boy. But like, it's like that. Frankie's got to learn that. He's going to keep getting kicked in the leg. Fucking figure it out.
Sam and I'll
say this to the two of you. Sam and I were talking about when we were watching the fights together that if you take away one punch within 10 seconds of one round the first 20 seconds of a round, take away one punch from McGregor, Aldo is without question the best fighter in the UFC that we know.
And they just gave it back.
Minus
to him.
That, he hasn't lost. In 11 years.
The UFC's gone crazy with these interim belts.
You can't just say that because it wasn't like he was beating McGregor and then he got caught.
I know.
It was like
nothing happened. He charged him, threw an overhand left that cut McGregor and caught a right counter that knocked him, flash knockout. And then hammer fist, and it's over. He cut McGregor on the first punch he threw.
Yeah, McGregor almost fell back. He fell back, didn't he?
Yep.
He fell back, threw a fucking right counter, and caught him on the sweet spot.
Why McGregor's
and since
great.
Then, he's been out of the conversation of greatest pound for pound.
It's just, yeah. McGregor's great. He's just great.
Sure.
He's one of those guys that
so is Aldo.
It.
So is
that,
Aldo.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, the problem with Aldo is that he would pull out of fights all the time. And that's why he never got behind.
He got injured a lot training it. I agree with that.
Tebow stated that he doesn't want it. I would still like to watch it. George St. Pierre, Anderson Silva, George doesn't want the fight. I would watch the fight. I mean, like, why not? What do you got to lose at this point?
I'd watch it, but I want Anderson to win, like, a fight or two in a row. Like, he won his last
but
fight.
But aren't they meaningless? He's not going to get a belt.
Anderson, what's the Anderson? 1-4 in his last five fights?
But it's like being a Muhammad Ali fan in 1986.
But didn't he, like, sign, like, a 15-fight deal? He signed, like, a long-term deal.
Yeah, he's crazy.
They're going to throw him in there with fights. Yeah, but why would he retire? Like, isn't he making millions for all these fights?
No,
yeah, because
not even
he's
close.
Captain, he's fucking ruining his legacy. He is making a lot of money in his fights, but it's like how much money are you going to fight?
So, but who do you want St. Pierre to fight? I mean, like, because we're supposed to have Bisping on next week, and I want him to make money. I like Bisping as a fighter. I love him as a fighter, but it's just like, do you want to see that fight, George St. Pierre Bisping?
Yeah.
Or do you want to see Bisping versus Yoel Romero?
I want to see
if I'm Bisping,
GSP.
I am Why? Just like, with GSP pulling out and saying October, if I'm Bisping, I'm like, you just cost me millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Because he has a real chance to beat GSP. Yep. I don't think he has much of a chance against Romero. We'll
he has
see.
A chance to beat GSP in Canada in front of pay-per-view numbers that have been insane. And then Romero, everyone's like, I guess.
I think he's got a chance against Romero.
Sure.
It'd be a huge pay-per-view.
So why doesn't Bisping just wait
then? He does have a chance against Romero, but the chance against GSP to me are way higher, which almost ensures him of two more title fights instead of this being his last title fight.
Right. Why can't Bisping just push it off? He's the champ. Can't he just say, I'll wait till October? If it's worth that
you
much
can't
money.
Wait until October on a guy who might not ever come back.
Yeah, and that's then, true. Then okay. What happens and if GSP's log, like, I don't want to fight?
And it's a log jam with a belt. I mean, when you have the belt, you don't have the luxury of waiting to
Romero's
fight
scary.
A long time.
Romero's scary.
Yeah, he's scary. The 170 belt with Maya coming up for it. Like, Maya could never lose. He could be the champ for 10 years.
Why? Because of his jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. I mean, Jorge Masvidal did the best against him that I've seen anyone do, but he was basically on him for 8 minutes.
He was his backpack.
Minutes.
He was his backpack for 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Like, body lock. You can't do anything about it, so you're just going to try to stop me from rear naked choking you for 4.5 minutes.
Oh, Jesus All right. Christ.
Ari, is that an orange? Stand up again. What's in your hand? Stand up again. What is that? What's in your right hand? Oh, is that a lemon or what is that?
No, it's an orange. It's a little light colored in the light, but it's orange when I'm looking at it.
Oh, it looks like a little pumpkin and it's...
Did you pick that fresh from your garden?
Oh, yeah. Ari, rub that all against your balls like that and then peel it. Ari, peel that and then rub it all over against your balls again and then eat some. Come on, dude. It's your balls. Eat some. Rub your balls against it.
Don't you worry in New York about people looking in your windows? Or
Hell
is it all,
no.
It's
this
all...
guy's got a yard.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of window.
Nah. Hey, you got any... everyone wants to know if you got any Diaz stories, Lee.
I have so many. We went to a UFC once and we got high as fuck. But it was good.
Which UFC was it?
It was not the most recent, but it was a Robbie Lawler one. God, I can't even remember who fought on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's pretty high when you don't even remember who you watched fight. Yeah.
It was, I think it was Lawler and what's
it
the guy with
Lawler
the longer hair?
Bam Bigelow.
He kept missing weight.
Johnny Hendricks.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that was a great fight. You don't remember?
Well, Lawler, you know why Hendricks. I don't remember it? I don't know if Ari ever dealt with this. Joey doesn't stay for the last fight. As soon as the last fight starts, we walked up and I think we watched it on the TV screens in the concession area. Hmm.
Yeah, Joey loves the ghost.
Yeah, no, he's good at it.
Yeah, he is.
And
I was thinking about today. He did my naughty show, and we were about an hour and a half in. He's like, "Hey, I gotta go use the bathroom." I'm like, "Okay,
goodbye.
Joey, thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you later. Take care." He just ghosted out. I know he's gone.
The best and its most famous story isn't worth telling, but is him in Vegas with Rogan. And then they go to Jersey, and they are pounding on Joey's door in Vegas, like trying to find him to catch a flight. And they get – no, they're pounding on his door in Jersey, like trying to wake him up. And then Joey calls him finally. And
it's
goes,
bro.
Dog, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. I never left Vegas. They're pounding on his Jersey hotel room for like fucking 10 hours.
I haven't experienced that. He's always been on time. But
that was
me,
back in his Coke days, though, which
he
would just
his
vanish.
Car. He'll leave his car positioned in certain ways. He doesn't he never lets anyone park his car. He pays, as soon as we get to like the Laugh Factory, he's tipping the valet guy. It's the only car that, like, every other car that you see out front is like a Bentley. Those are the people who pay to have their cars up front. But no, Joey pays. So we're out of there in like less than a minute after he gets on
Listen,
stage.
Listen, dog, I ain't got time to fucking dilly dally.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's great. That's great. Dates out of the gates. Where are you going to be? We'll go through.
I got a lot of gigs to plug.
Where
today,
are you
going to
be, Ari?
Ari, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I'm at Spoiler Alerts Comedy Club.
Oh, shit. No way. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What is it?
I got a recommendation from...
Well, I recommended all of you.
Recommended me, and so now I got my own date. Thank you very much, T-Bo. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Wow, congrats. They still won't return my emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Spoiler alert, they will.
If you're watching Walking Dead, the black chick dies.
Wow. Oh, what does. The fuck?
She turns into a zombie. You're right. I already did that gig. She turns into a zombie. And
okay, I'm
going to
do my dates out of the gate since everyone's going to fuck it. June 7th through the 12th, I am at the St. Louis Funny Bone. So come out. It's first time playing there. Super excited. The following week, I am at the Laugh Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, and then finally I'm doing my hometown club, Syracuse, New York, the weekend before 4th of July. I will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone. Come out, rock out.
On Skankfest.
Oh, yeah, then Skankfest. Mm-hmm. I'm there at Skankfest before
for Skankfest, I think we're going to get a kissing booth, but instead of a kissing booth, it's going to be a staring into my asshole booth.
Oh, that's great.
The kaleidoscope. They call that the brown kaleidoscope.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
I think I'm the only person to not see that video of Ari's butthole.
Well,
oh, really? Hold on. Pull it up real quick. Pull it up real quick.
Guys,
he hasn't seen that video of your asshole.
Oh, no.
What about this video?
Oh, oh.
Look at look at Lee. Oh, my God. Ow.
I'm looking at my phone right
now. I guess we don't really need to watch the video.
God damn it.
Is this going out to YouTube? Oh, my God.
Dude, it looks like a fucking... Oh, God.
Looking at my
phone.
Less
hair than I thought there'd be.
All right, guys.
What?
How furry is your asshole
that you don't think that was a lot of fur?
No. I'm not going to say there was zero. I'm saying there's less than I thought there'd be.
Like, what'd you think? It was going to be baboon ass?
Yeah, Jews have a lot of hair.
That is true.
I was ready for a lot of
hair. Are you upset that he doesn't think your asshole's up to Jew quality?
I think he shaves it.
I'm happy that I'm finally getting a nice review.
Yeah.
Do you shave it already? It looks like you might shave it. I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I do not shave it.
Really? That's natural. That's
he doesn't even wash it. Do you see the shit ring around his asshole?
Instead of like a Yelp review, that's a help review. All right. Do you have any other gigs you want to plug?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. May 27th in New York at the Bell House. I'm doing This Is Not Happening.
Cool.
And then in June, like two different weeks in June, we're taping This Not Happening shows. If you go to my Twitter account, you can go on and get free tickets. There's a form to fill out right there. And if you put in Jew as the as a reference code, you can go to more than one show if you want. So
that's cool.
Here. Once again, the Jews run Hollywood.
They're on Hollywood. Saturday night, 8 p.m., I'll be at the Zach Barnett Studios doing stand-up. That is at 3rd and Fairfax. If you want to come see that, follow my Twitter. I got a big audition, Ari. I'm excited about this. I'm on the American Idol Ninja Warrior audition, so wish me luck. I pretty much have to sing and fight at the same time. Celebrity judges, that'll be good. I'll be doing a week out at sea. I'll be doing 14 shows a day on a Somalia pirate ship. That should be fun. I think I'm doing stand-up, but it is 14 hours a day. Then I got a bunch of gigs coming up this summer. July, I'm at Farties. Then I'm at the Tight Parka. And I'm at the Manhole Cover Charge. Also, in August, I'll be at the Glory Hallelujahs and the Dutch Oven. Then I'm at Chuckles and Cuckles.
Are those available on all your websites?
All websites. I'll be at Chuckles and Cuckles. And then I'm at the Great Western Forum doing a big gig there.
Really?
You know what? And guys, let's say you want to go see Jason Tebow at the Great Western Forum.
Great idea.
All you got to do is go out SeatGeek.
It's sold out. Actually, it's sold out.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, SeatGeek, if there's any available tickets, you can get tickets. I just used it to go see Perfect Circle. I almost went and used it to see Billy Joel at Dodger Stadium.
Did you hear who came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like Axl Rose.
Axl Rose came out and sang with Billy Joel two songs.
Oh, I just got tickets to Tom Petty on SeatGeek.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? Tell us about your experience. And remember, they're sponsors, so keep it positive.
Yeah, Ari hit me up. He goes, hey, what's our code on SeatGeek now that I'm back from my world tour?
I learned that it's one word, and they won't even let you do two words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One word, punch drunk.
Punch drunk, one word.
Punch drunk, one word. So I went on there. I remember going back and forth. I was Instagram messaging with some hot chick in like London, trying to get her some naked pictures.
Okay, I like that.
Hit it real hard, but like not to completion. Just kind of like
I get it.
Show up, you know.
Hold on, go on, dude. Lord's playing with the K Rock Weenie Roast, dude. I might have to buy some tickets to that, homeboy, next Saturday. Go on.
And then I went on and got tickets to Tom Petty.
Yeah, how was it? It was fun and it was easy, right?
It was very easy. I'm going with Joe List for his wedding present.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
That's awesome, man. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. When you go in there, put the code in PUNCHDRUNK. Like Ari said, it is one word, not two. $20 off.
$20 in my pocket. It was great.
Boom.
Yeah, it's $20 discount.
Dude, let's go see Lord.
And when most people are getting charged extra $20 for shipping and handling fees and for ticket fees and Ticketmaster fees, how about we reverse that? And how about you get $20 off by using SeatGeek? Yeah. You don't have to deal with all the red tape. You don't have to deal with all the bullshit that you constantly have to deal with. This is the most convenient way to get tickets to a sporting event, to a concert, to a play. You're in New York. You've never been to New York before, and you go, how do I get tickets to a Broadway play? How about you use SeatGeek? You don't go to the website. What you do is you put it in your phone. You got the app. And wherever you are in the world, you're somewhere. You want to go to an event. Boom. There it is.
It's probably hard to find tickets, though, right?
No, it's not that hard. It's really easy. It's right there on the fucking page.
Bam! Look at Warren for $79.
Warren for $79. Now I got a problem with SeatGeek. I wouldn't pay $79 to see Warren if I was in the band Warren and getting paid.
I would on SeatGeek.
I just like it because you can see what's in the area. I never know what's going on. No one ever tells me what's happening.
And also, Lee Syatt, what it does is you notice prices are going up, prices are going down. Anytime there's green, it tells you that's a good deal for you.
Okay.
And
they're all good deals, I guess.
Dude, you just keep scrolling, and it's like, hey, man, here's the best deal for the ticket, for the value. And also, whatever that price is, you get $20 off.
You know what amazes me? Oh, Living Color?
I haven't seen them forever. Living Color, $227. Wow.
What's amazing me is how many bands there are. Like, that I've never even heard of.
Hey, if you guys
are like,
in
$55.
Morrissey's 58th birthday celebration, you want to go to that?
Band of Horses.
If you love Mexicans, go see Morrissey's Unhappy Birthday Celebration.
I don't get that, man. What?
Mexicans love Morrissey.
Are the only ones saving rock and roll.
The Smiths, too. They like the Smiths.
Well, they like the Smiths, which is why they like Morrissey. It started with the Smiths.
Okay. If you go to, like, a rock show, the only hot chicks there are Mexican chicks.
Band of Horses, I'd see. I love Band of Horses. Oh, the Greek Theater. You do, too?
Yeah, they're good. They're good for, like, a daytime band at a festival where you can sit on the lawn.
Yeah, dude. They're at the Greek Theater. Modest Mouse coming up. Modest Mouse at
some
the
great T.I. still touring. I respect T.I. I think he's a great rapper, and I must say that.
I hate him. His lyricism needs work.
No, he's awesome at lyricism.
Hey,
that's the one
Johnny,
thing
what's
the
date on
that
Modest Mouse concert, if you don't mind?
His rhymes are not fresh.
May 28th.
Fuck stale.
Wow, Sunday.
Coming on so quick.
Fox Theater.
So thank you for tuning
in.
Lee, before everyone got here, because everybody was late, before you were telling me about how you're a big Boston sports fan, but you haven't really been able to get on this Boston Celtics team right now. Not that you don't like them, but you've been super busy.
I've been busy, but then also I was never good at basketball, like Ari. I can't believe the five foot two Jew couldn't.
That's what
you think I'd be great at it, but I was never into it. I was always following the Red Sox or the Patriots. But then I think
you're
it was right around.
Can't you?
I can what?
You can dunk, can't you?
No. Well, you know what? I could, but I don't want to break it out.
There was a time where you could dunk.
People.
Was there a time?
Never. No. Not even on the little kid.
We're not talking about donuts. You look like the kind of guy that knows seven professional bowlers.
I could probably be a great professional bowler.
I love bowling. I was watching the other day.
I can't bowl here because in New England they have, what is it called? It's a different kind of bowling.
Racism?
No, they do have that, but it's candlepin. It's a bowling ball that fits in your hand, and I don't know how to use the three holes. Ever since I can't go bowling,
I've heard that about you.
Your girlfriend says that too.
Oh my god! But yeah, anyways, I got into the Celtics when it was like Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett. I was into them for a minute when it was Pierce and Antoine Walker.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh god, you're so young.
Right.
Yeah, see, we remember Bird and fucking Danny Ainge and...
By the way, that whole group hates Ray Allen. They
I know, that's great. Isn't that amazing
how that's coming out now?
It's crazy.
They hate him.
Well, you can't go to the Heat after that.
Really too.
Because the Heat kept beating us. You can't go to the Heat.
Is that why they hate him?
Yeah.
Because he left and never said anything. It's like, we had a squad, man. You just fucking left.
But then he went to and probably did the greatest playoff shot of all time. That
against the
shot?
Lakers?
No, against the against the Spurs. Dude, that shot changed LeBron James' legacy. He went from losing
best shot of all time.
Yeah, I would say that. What shot's better?
I mean, there's
Jordan over Craig Elo.
That's a great one.
To basically save a championship?
That saved a championship. What? They were down in that series, Jordan over Craig Elo. I mean, that's what got them over that hump.
Rick Fox. There's so many. I mean, what
Robert Horry versus
Horry about nine times. Robert Horry,
Horry for sure.
That's a great
any
one.
Of Horry's shots.
But you can't sit there and the Knicks. That was a great shot. But dude, these are great. These are all great shots. But man, that Ray Allen shot,
Stockton shot over Barkley.
That Ray Allen shot?
It's up there.
What was the Ray Allen shot? Set it up.
Okay, so basically the Heat's down.
MTV 25-pointer.
For some reason, that's so great. For some reason, Greg Popovich decides to sit and sit Tim Duncan.
What game?
It was game six.
Game six.
He sits Ray Allen, right? And can we play this real quick?
I can play it, but I don't think it'll. I mean, we can't play.
Okay, guys, I'm pissed. Don't talk about anything important.
Okay, so he sits Ray Allen. I mean, he sits Tim Duncan. Somebody shoots a shot. I don't know who does it, but Chris Bosh grabs a rebound. Here it is. Can you hear it, Ari? Bosh grabs it, shoots it out with the Ray Allen. Ray Allen just throws it up and hits it. It's the most unbelievable shot.
What? How much time is left? What are you talking about?
5.2.
You're terrible at setting things up.
See, here's the thing, though. I like Ray Allen. Ray Allen's like, isn't he the best three-point shooter ever now? Isn't he the number one?
He's up there, but it's going to be Curry.
I can't watch these Celtics. I'm glad they're winning, but everyone's throwing up three-pointers every shot. You can't – and when it's going in, it's great. But when it's not going in, it's boring as hell to watch.
Well, analytics have done that. That's what analytics is. They've broken down
– It's worth 50% more than a two-pointer.
I get it, yeah, but it's – the whole, I mean, I guess that for basketball people, they like it.
What's
going to
happen, dude, is it's going to become a three-point league. I personally like it because I think that's more skill than what I love what Shaq did, but Shaq is the best at that.
Right.
Power.
Well, what happened was is like you had Shaq in there, and then you just get these 7-foot tall guys who have no real basketball skills other than being 7-foot tall black guys
right.
who can just hack Shaq.
Well, what if there was another guy, another Shaq comes through now? Could he lead a team like Shaq did?
100%.
Okay.
If Joel Embiid could stay healthy, he could dominate the league.
Because you still need a five. Maybe the four is the kind of position that's changed.
So what's going on right now in the NBA is like you have this like the Warriors who have this amazing defensive team. We've talked about this on the show before. And everyone's like their defense, they're number two in the league. Well, it's not really their it's more their offense is their defense. They just keep hitting shots. You miss one, you fall so far behind, you start pressing. Well, if you get a guy that can just dominate down low, I mean just like old Shaq, dunk, 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 that's going to offset these guys because they're going to start pressing when they start missing. And that's how you're going to offset this. Pretty soon you're going to have a team that – you're going to have a guy that could do both. Low, go down low, post moves, and shoot threes. It's coming.
That's coming for sure. You're right.
Well, that's what you like. You like you have to have one or two people shooting threes, but you have to have someone down there who can do a layup or a quick dunk. When everyone's shooting threes, it's boring, and then you don't get any offensive rebounds.
You know what they're going to bring back is hand checking because they can't hand check right now.
You can't?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, you can't. That's why these guards can move so freely.
They should bring back the eye poke.
Like, how about the Mr. Fuji dust?
The Fuji dust.
Fuji dust was the best.
So who do you think is going to win? Because I don't think the Celtics are going to be the Cavs. Is it going to be Cavs and Golden State?
No, dude, I'm probably thinking it's going to be Golden State. But if I would do what Greg Popovich is doing right now. Go, okay, we're going to sit.
Blow a 30-point lead?
Well, Zsa Zsa.
On the road?
That's crazy.
That was like watching the Falcons lose the Super Bowl, which we won.
Yeah, but it was different.
It was different to the third.
But it's different, dude. They lost Kawhi. Kawhi was murdering them. He had like 27 points.
You're up 24. You're up 24 in the third. You lose your hot hand. Dude, I take the foot off the gas.
Slow it down.
That's exactly.
Well, my biggest thing with the Warriors, and we say here every fucking week, nobody hits these guys.
Johnny and I were saying this before the show on the way. We're like, that cost them the series. You win game one on the road, it creates this confidence that's crazy. You watch Golden State blows them up by 18 tonight, and that series is done.
I disagree with that. I think you sit him down, and you sit in this game.
Is Kawhi playing tonight?
No. And you let him go crazy.
Done.
Have fun.
They're
just
done.
Do crazy. And you make this a 5-game series.
Spurs are done.
I disagree, dude.
I don't think you can ever count them out. How many championships have they won the last 10 years?
Yeah, and dude, all you got to do is get Kawhi back, and you get your two
down.
In.
You're down 2-0, 3-1.
Yeah, but that's the natural order. They're home. You're supposed to win their two games. You're supposed to win your two. All you got to do
I get
is
that.
All you gotta do is take one, and you had it until your guy got hurt.
But what I say, you blew a 24-point lead game one on the road. It's a psychological.
And here's
butt
what
fuck.
We're watching too.
Even if they win this one, they're like, "Fuck, we could have been up 2-0," and they're not gonna win this one.
Here's the thing, dude. This is setting up. Yeah, you showed me this, dude. This is Golden State's 11th playoff series in the last 3 years. and in 9 of them, an opposing team had at least one starter injured. These guys get so fucking lucky.
Golden State?
Yeah, dude.
No shit. I've never seen so many threes banked in with 2 seconds left on the shot clock in my life in a three-point game.
Not even that, because that's a bit of skill because they're shooters. But we're talking like every team they take on has lost a major starter.
I think Golden State and Cleveland, I think Cleveland wins.
I'm not against it because what's going to happen
But
right
I
now?
Think San Antonio just shot themselves in the foot by blowing that 24-point lead in a psychological way.
I disagree, but that's just me. What do
I
know?
Well, I tell you what, Sam. If you disagree about that, there's a great way you could rectify that, and that's gambling. And if you want to do some gambling, why not go to our good friends at BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and you could throw $10 on this exact bet that we're heated up about, where I think San Antonio's done, and Sam doesn't. Sam's been doing pretty bad at parlays,
pretty
but he
bad.
Loves making them.
Pretty bad.
You can't win on parlays. That's one thing Joey always says.
I just
he always
love it. I don't do it because I'm looking to win. I just love to let it ride.
Sam?
Let it ride!
Sam bet a $10. Right. Sam did a $10 bet that a heads and coins toss would land straight up on the edge. And he goes, but it was 20,000 to 1.
Guy bets on a draw every fight in boxing.
If it's like 20 to, if it's like 10,000 to 1, I'm like, throw a 10 on there. Hey. Why not? $10.
You know, they,
I spend $10 at Quiznos every day.
Absolutely. Hey, dude, I am not against what you're saying. When it's NFL week, I do a $10 parlay on 10 teams, and I do a $10 parlay on 4 teams. And I win 5 or 6 out of 14 parlays a year. And 2 times in the last 8 years, I've hit the 10-team parlay.
No, you haven't. So that's how rare it is. That must have been huge.
I mean, it's if I hit one, it pays for 2 years of gambling at that same rate. So when I hit it, I'm like, wow, I'm covered for next year's $10 14, $10. I mean, so.
Not wrong.
But
yeah.
Also, this is the best part. How exciting is it when you're down in that 10th team?
Yeah.
It adds a whole new thing.
Oh, dude, it's the best week of your life.
Ever.
And that's what the gambling thing is. I'm not refinancing my house because I have a gambling problem. I have much other problems to deal with. But when you got a fucking 8-team parlay going and you are down to the fucking Cubs and Cardinals and it's just that on your parlay. What an exciting day of your life.
I totally agree with that, dude.
I've never done an 8-teamer. I think the most I've done is like 4 or 5, and I'm always out at like number 3.
Well, the best thing about watching UFC with Sam is he shows up and he goes, bro, my parlay is fucked. I go, well, how far in? He goes, first fight. Next fight, next 9, don't matter. And then Sam wins the next 9, which is the worst
time.
To lose the first one in a parlay. I almost don't want to know the result.
That's what you always do. You always end up losing the first one. It sucks.
But go to BetDSI.com. Mm-hmm. Our great friends there have been great with us for a long time. It's one of our longest sponsors.
5 years.
And what remember the days, and I was thinking about this the other day. We used to be forced to read ProFlowers.com or the chocolate thing and all these dumb things. And we're talking about shit that our fans can't relate to.
I use every one of our sponsors. I use every single one
of
them.
Dude, listen to what we got. We have a gambling sponsor. We have a razor sponsor. We have a coffee sponsor. And we have a great place to get tickets for sporting events and concerts. We have worked for 6 years to finally get sponsors that are tailored to our fans.
I worked for 5 and a half. He wasn't here for a while.
That were tailored to our to our fans, you know? And we don't have to go, we're talking about which, you know, football team has the strippers or cheerleaders have the best buttholes. And then we got to go, stop. Guys, now's the time to buy flowers for your mom. Nothing says I love you, mom, like a nice bouquet of bullshit. We don't have to do that anymore. So I'm so happy for our friends at BetDSI.com. Guys, you're going to gamble anyway. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. You're going to shave your face anyway. You're going to buy concert tickets and sporting event tickets anyway. Why not help out the show? And thank you guys for all your support. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That's $10 free to gamble with. What happens from there is up to you.
Celtics Wizard. Did you watch any of it?
I watched a couple of them. I watched, I think, number 6, which was good. I didn't get to watch number 7.
6 and 7 were...
I'm surprised we won that one. I thought John Wall was going to kill us.
No, phenomenal. John Wall is a murderer. He's a fucking murderer.
He's still so fast.
He's what Derrick Rose should have been.
Yeah, exactly,
I agree. Yes. Derrick Rose had it, went crazy, now his knees are all shot.
He just plays too... You said it best. It plays too violent.
Yeah.
That cut. And I think Wall does a better job of protecting his body. And I don't know if that's genetics or if he watched people like Rose play that way and really destroy their fucking wear and tear. But I tell you this, Isaiah Thomas, kid, those two put on a show.
The last
eight quarters of those two going at it was incredibly fun to watch.
I agree.
And this is, I'm eating crow right now because this is.
Throw some barbecue sauce on it.
Last episode, I said, I'm done with the NBA. It's not entertaining me anymore. My teams are gone. And I watched Game 6 and Game 7, Celtics-Wizards, and I was thoroughly entertained, and both of those two put on such a show. And I think, dude, I think the Celtics...
I think the NBA is better when the Celtics are rocking.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm biased, but yeah, the Celtics, yeah. Even though I know Ari hates them, I miss the Lakers being good.
Fuck the Lakers.
I don't want the Lakers to win, you have to at least like them a little bit. Can I ask a quick question? Has Ari been taking a shit for like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what he does.
Well, dude, he'll take a shower.
He'll take a shower.
Dude, you ever go mudding?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
blood. Oh, why? How did you get that right away?
It was a surprise.
There's no shit on it. Where's that blood from?
Oh, God.
His asshole.
Is it constantly bleeding now?
Yes.
God damn it. I just saw it. It wasn't bleeding a minute ago. What just happened?
It wasn't bleeding a minute ago.
You spread your asshole apart for me and Lee. And it wasn't bleeding at all. And now you're fucking, it looks like a fucking 18-year-old that just had her period.
Was it like this?
Shit, man. You don't shit, you don't bleed when you shit every time?
No. Only when I come.
Hey, Aaron, do you bleed when you shit after some stuffed crust pizza?
Never.
Aaron, when did you get here? Good to see you, buddy. You're here. Ari, stop wiping your ass.
He's being so rough with it.
Aaron, Ari, at this point, wiping your ass isn't going to help.
You know what? I just realized what his problem is because he showed us his asshole.
He's
not bleeding. But then I just looked at his toiletry situation. And Ari, is that sandpaper you're wiping your ass with?
No, it's something. I don't know.
Okay, well,
that would make me feel better for
Charmin.
That was a great description.
This podcast is brought to you by Charmin. Might be too rough to wipe your asshole.
It's so soft.
Coarse grade Charmin. Good enough to strip the paint off a car, but delicate enough for your asshole.
Oh, you just left at the right time, Johnny. I don't know if you just had the Lord looking out for you, like you helped out a homeless guy across the street or something.
He seems like the guy that has the Lord looking out for him a lot, though.
Did you park
my hand?
So hold on real quick. Some more NBA shit that I'm super. The NBA draft today.
Is that today?
Yeah, tonight. I'm super stoked. It's going to be
The lottery.
The lottery.
Okay, that makes more sense.
We were talking about it before we went live. I can't believe the Celtics still have some of Brooklyn's picks from that Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. My God! They gave up a bunch of first rounders. Like how many? Three or four? Like in a row? I think this might be the last year. But I love Paul Pierce. He wasn't worth a first round pick at that
point. Look at us, dude. We've had him for 3 years and he's been shit.
I hate Paul Pierce.
Well, yeah. Well, he came to you when he should have retired already.
We're the same age.
Well, no, not you. I said the Clippers, not you as a person.
I'm just saying I'm 44, right. And I remember him playing basketball when I was in college, and he was in college.
Jeez, yeah.
He's not that old.
What, 39, 40?
I think he's 39.
I think when I was a senior in college, I was a fifth-year senior in college, he was a freshman in college.
Oh, Ari, really? Are you doing that to our good friend Lee?
I don't like the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. I'm from Boston. But I'm just saying
if they get left by anybody, they don't get any draft pick this year.
Ari's got to fuck the Lakers.
They do. If they get standing in a top three, that's really bad. If they get left by anybody, no draft pick at all this year. And the next year, they're going to be like, you know, the ninth or tenth pick. So
there is no way the NBA will allow the Lakers not to get a draft
pick. The fix is in.
The fix is totally in.
I'm watching you, Silver.
It's the fix is in.
All right, do you have a fuck the Lakers pants or shorts on by any chance?
Let me check.
Why are you guys laughing every time? You know what's coming.
But he's clearly dressed, but he just put that shirt on. He's been completely naked for the whole show. He throws on a fuck the Lakers
balls.
Shirt.
If they were cute balls, I'd be into it.
I thought he had
really? Yeah, totally.
Who got cute balls?
Yeah. Well, dude, I've watched some pornos, been like, that dude's
Oh my God!
It's
what's
ridiculous.
Happening?
So if Boston gets the number one, they get Brooklyn's pick. They actually get to switch with Brooklyn.
Sam's just trying to go on.
I'm blind.
No, dude's asshole.
Sammy, are you still here? Help me.
This guy acts like he hates it, but he loves it. You drool every time he fucking shows his nuts.
I don't drool. You I feel drool. A little blood flowing in my
dick.
He's
like a little kid who keeps eating Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, till I throw up.
The Lakers really fucked up. Man, they really fucked up because at the end of the season, they went on that, like, six-game winning streak.
Never do that.
And yeah. They fucking got lapped by the Suns.
Never
the
do
The Suns
that.
Are such an interesting team.
All right, is that Cadillac your
they
new
have
sponsor?
So many great... They have so many great scores and young assets, but they need a franchise player. You know, it'd be great on the Suns, Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin would be perfect for that team. Surrounded
why do you hate
shooter.
Blake Griffin so much?
He's trying to get rid of him so much.
I love Blake Griffin.
No, so why do you want him off the Clippers?
I'm with Sam, and I'm also a Clippers fan, but I'm like, dude, you can't keep giving us 47 games a year for fucking $18 million a year.
I love Blake Griffin. It's just like. We need scores. They need a franchise player. And, you know, like the Suns, the Phoenix is like this weird healing fucking town where players go there and suddenly they don't get injured anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's where old people go, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for the
Steve
joints.
Nash, Grant Hill, Amari Stoudemire played forever. And then as soon as they left, crash, burn.
Here's the problem with Blake Griffin. He's got more sitcoms coming out than NBA playoff games.
Yeah.
No, that's
really
a great point.
What's he doing?
Dude, he's got like four TV shows coming out and a movie that he's producing.
You're hitting the table. Aaron's crying.
Somebody's kicking the table. Somebody's what? Kicking the table. Oh, kicking it?
I'm not kicking. No.
Do you see CM crossed. Punk is doing a reality TV show now?
Oh, why not?
He's doing, it's one of those MTV shows he's going to be a guest on.
What's it called?
MTV?
I think it's one of those, like, the challenge shows.
Is it called MMA for Dummies?
What? No, he's like the MTV personalities versus actual athletes.
Guys,
supposedly.
Well,
I have
an announced
story on my storytelling show. Reach out to me, and I'll let you do a story.
I think
on my
he
storytelling
listens to this,
show.
Guys. I think I might know why Harden shit the bed.
Why?
He's being sued right now by Moses Malone's son, Moses Malone Jr.
You see that
for orchestrating a robbery on him? What?
Yeah. What? And getting him beat up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moses Malone's kid
Moses
is suing
Malone
Harden.
Yes.
For orchestrating a robbery to
and
steal
beating.
What?
Because he talks some shit about. Can you look it up?
Yeah, he right talked here. Some shit about Harden's
Moses
camp.
Malone Jr. filed an amendment to civil lawsuit Monday seeking damages from James Harden for allegedly orchestrating a beating last summer in retaliation for a Facebook post that offended the Houston Rockets star. Now, you're like. Oh, everybody gets that. But I've always thought this about Harden. He's crazy. You know who he's got the energy of? And this is just for me and you. Bayule. You ever see? Look at Harden. Look at how he talks. Look how he acts.
You mean you saw him at a barbecue grilling over steaks with an open wound and a bandage flapping in the wind and drooling pus on the steaks?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm good on the hot dogs. I'm just going to get some chips. Thanks.
Yeah. He's
yeah,
got
he's
that.
Like, I'm into he worked the grill once and just burned everything. I'm like, remember that? The grill? I am watching it.
With
watching
an open fucking bandage. That's just he's got a band-aid flapping in the wind over a grill while he's sweating on a wound.
So this could be. For real, man.
Look at
this
what. Look
be...
at what. Look at the Facebook.
Also,
post.
The Kardashian
he...
curse. I mean, you got to have a little bit of crazy to go into that realm.
Yes.
At this point in time.
Yes.
He didn't want to get him beat up. He wanted to get him robbed. What a weird revenge thing.
I don't think it
says anything about robbery. It just says orchestrated a beating.
He was probably robbery.
It says
oh, it
and
does say
robbery.
Yep. Nope. Next paragraph does say and robbery. I was looking at the first one.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, which maybe, let's say he did orchestrate this. Now he's getting sued. Now he's flipping out.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that is, like, this guy going, hey, man, I'll give you fucking, I can't do it because I'll get sued, but I'll give you $1,000. You go kick this guy's ass.
That's what they said.
And then
said,
he goes, kicks his ass, and he goes, and give me your wallet and your watch.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, now you robbed the guy? Now, fuck.
Yeah.
I just told you to kick his ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't believe after Aaron Hernandez that he would even consider doing this.
Dude, they're all crazy.
They've never,
dude, since this guy was like literally 10 years old, 8, 9, 10 years old, he has been fucking fast-tracked in everything. He showed athletic skill. So let's talk about this, about when LeBron James went off on Phil Jackson about his posse and how – LeBron James tries to find racism, whatever he can, because his life's so good, he feels really guilty about it. So he tries to relate to the average fucking man. So he's like, oh, Phil Jackson's racist. It's like, dude, you just got $1 billion from Nike. The point is, and they were saying this on Fox Sports about how since LeBron James was 9 years old, people realized he was the chosen one, and he's been getting everything he wanted. So you're like, oh, he's broke, but he's been... People have been giving everything and anything he wanted. Same things with James Harden.
But LeBron's kept it pretty much together. He hasn't really freaked out. He has a few comments, but he hasn't, beaten anybody up.
Well, he's fucking smart and calculated.
I think LeBron is way smarter than we and way more professional than we ever gave him credit for 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
I totally agree.
In hindsight, we're all like, wow. That's what the NBA wanted out of you, and you actually pulled it off.
He's like the Al Magical of fucking the NBA.
What a good analogy. That's exactly what he is. Never got a DUI, never got fucking trouble beating up his bitch. You never see him popping bottles in fucking getting in trouble with cops. He's never in trouble with his entourage.
You know what else he has? He has an old lady that gets it.
Of course.
She realizes, telling you, man, she realizes that she's got to last at least until he retires.
Yeah, you need a Bill Cosby wife. You need a Bill Cosby wife.
Yeah, gets it. Hey, I'll stay around and never have to work in my life. I mean, that bitch won the lottery.
I'll spend my money till you're dead or in jail. Spend your money till you're dead or in jail.
Speaking of robberies, you wanted to talk about this. Chavez got robbed in Vegas.
I have a theory, Ari. Did you hear about this? Chavez Jr., after the fight, there's a big, party at his fucking thing, the Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, their fight. After it, they're in the hotel. Did you see the YouTube videos? Videos of these girls, hot chicks, grinding on him while he's just laying on the bed. Now, when Candace was there, and Fight Nanny said, I was there. After, his wife was there. I was there with the Diaz brothers. His wife was there. She was cool. I go, well, then apparently after you left, these other girls showed up. Because this report is from his wife. These chicks, and we'll see the video here in a second. They're all grinding on him there. His wife leaves. These other chicks show up, start grinding on him. Rob him of $40,000, a $20,000 watch, and they steal his $3 million fight check from the fight.
Oh my God.
Like, you gotta be a fucking retard.
That's what they've always said about this guy.
I mean, he's a retard. She's a retard. Who? You steal a check like someone's gonna be like, what are you gonna grow a mustache on your fucking face? Yeah, hola, senor! Pay to get my check! What are you gonna go? Payday loans?
You're gonna write on the back, pay to the order of Jenny Sanchez. This seems legit.
He'll get that recut. It's cool to have a $3 check, though.
The MGM Grand found the check. They never found the cash. They never found the watch. So they got away with about
$40,000. They're going to find these chicks. These chicks are going to jail. They do that all the time, dude. They'll rob the fuck out of you.
And I want to say this live on this show. Let's crunch a number here, this guy.
Crunch them.
Fight Nanny's been gone pretty much since she was like, I was at their hotel. I was there with fucking... I was in the hotel room.
Hold on. Breaking news. Do you got breaking news?
Oh, are you? We might have breaking news.
Hold on.
Do we? Oh, that's so interesting that we have that.
Oh, yeah. So interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, I love the idea that we have some breaking news. Here
Fight,
it is.
Fight Nanny robbed Chavez Jr.
Oh, my God.
And she's on some $40,000 spending spree right now. Yeah, maybe you've been here once in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Mm. And then the minute last show, and you guys, if you guys want to go back, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go back and re-listen. You can hear her say, I was in What's-His-Face's hotel room.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
And where are you now? This story breaks that he's robbed and you're nowhere to be found after admitting you're at the scene of a crime, twat!
Breaking news.
Breaking news with Ari Shaffir. Fight Nanny on the run.
Dude, by the way, if you're a hot chick, what's with the granny panties? I'm sorry, that's not hot panties. Am I wrong?
What are you talking about?
I like boy shorts.
I mean, that's a nice ass.
That's a nice ass, but those aren't great underwear. That makes me think you're on your period.
Yeah, they are.
For Vegas.
They didn't have like 40 grand
one,
yet.
Two, three,
I want a
four.
Thong. And listen,
no, a thong.
Hold on, real quick.
Five
rob
chicks.
Somebody and then does Instagram stories while you're fucking doing
the best fucking point.
Dumb.
The best
point. You're a dumb bro.
Every one of these dumb bitches is bragging while they're pulling their pussies out, and then his check and money and everything disappears.
What
a bunch of dumb fucks.
bitches. I had robbed somebody.
I'm surprised it wasn't your Instagram.
Hey, we're on Facebook Live. We're hanging out. By the way, his money's right there.
100%.
We're going to take it. Wink, wink. Right?
Yeah.
Stupid.
So I once had a high school professor who was, he staged this, it was like a business, high school teacher, not a professor. He staged this kind of like, this guy just runs into the room and kind of like fake assaults him, but it looked real to all of us. We're like, holy shit. And then he runs out, and then the teacher goes, everybody write down a description of what just happened. I'll be right back. And then he just stood outside and smoked a cigarette and waited and came back in and got 22 different descriptions of what just happened. And his point was, if you're going to be a criminal, be a good one.
Be a good one.
You know what I mean?
That's so funny. Was that what his point was?
Yes. 100% at the end, he goes, if you're going to be a criminal, be a good one. And that was a business
what
teacher.
What school did you go to? The School of Hard Knocks and Retards?
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. That's the fucking region rats right there. That's true. And that was his example of that. And this is the opposite of that example. These bitches are stupid as fuck.
Have you ever heard the thing where like somebody starts a story and then it goes
Chinese whispers, yeah.
And then it goes through 20 people
whatever.
At the end. It's always a black guy raped a white chick. At the end, it's no matter where it starts.
Yeah,
it's
I remember that from
black guy.
But when you hear a story like a Ocean's 11 or something where it's so elaborate, and you're like, you know what? Good on them. They beat the system and they played that. I'm gonna respect that game. I do not respect this criminal game that the fight nanny pulled off.
Is that the fight nanny right there?
I think so. I think that's a picture of her right there, Sam.
With
good
her
point.
Latina haircut?
Yep.
Fight nanny.
He sees the phone. Like, his wife just left. I would be worried about that and not even considering the $3 million check.
Here's the greatest part of this. You know who broke the story? His wife.
Yeah.
His wife is the one that told this story.
She's like, I need that fucking check back, you bitch.
It's on Bleacher Report. It's on anything. They found the check. They did find the check. And I mean, of course, they wouldn't have cashed that. But you got to look at your husband and be like, really? Look at him. He's laying on a bed, four bitches all around him. Your wife just left the room.
That's ridiculous.
He's an idiot.
Hey, so guys, NFL got some crazy shit going on in the NFL.
Right now?
Yeah.
Really?
What does that?
Wait, let me ask Lee a question. Let me ask Lee a question real quick.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you told Diaz, enough, I don't want any more pot, I'm done?
I tell him about every day.
Yeah.
But he calls me.
But I mean, like, really get mad.
Every time I've done his podcast, he's like, no mas. And he's like, come on, dog.
I haven't gotten mad towards the beginning. And that's why I think I think some people have heard this story, but he used to change the labels on me.
Yeah, he changed on me too. Fuck him.
Well, the thing is, you end up having a good time. I've never had a bad time on it.
Where he's like, snort this dog, it's pot.
No, we've never done anything.
what do you mean, like the dose? Like the dose of?
Yeah, so like we started out with Chiba Chews.
Okay.
And there's a quad dose, which I think is like 80 milligrams or something. And then there's a deca dose, which is 180. And my thing, which I always said to him was, is that it's called deca for a reason. That means 10 doses. And there's never been a half of anything. So he would take the deca, put the quad wrap around it, and give me. I think maybe he started out with half of that, but still that's 90 instead of 40. But then we just went, like last night, we did about 1,200 in stars. We did a taffy, which is 200, and then we did a chocolate, which is 250.
So do you get so high
Jesus
that you forget
Christ.
The episode? You have to go
oh,
back
yeah,
and listen
to it? Oh, yeah, I don't remember most of them.
You ever just go home and just beat off because you're so high and paranoid?
I'll mostly beat off. Last night I passed out in the studio until about 4 a.m., sometimes you just fall asleep. It's pretty – I mean, it's – I never imagined. But now I just – that's how I work. Whenever I get stoned at home, I just start work because that's – I haven't had a day of work in the past 4 years where I haven't been stoned out of my mind.
That you remembered.
No, I don't – I can't remember it.
Would you call yourself a weed head now? Are you a pothead?
I'm more for edibles. I'm not really a huge smoker. But for edibles, I do get pretty picky.
Guy.
Can I ask you a question, and then we got to take his call, because now I'm just
I don't
so
know
curious.
How to do it, because I take it, and then we're going to lose Ari.
Oh, you're
no,
right.
When you do it right, write it down for once. Whenever
you
the next time you do it right, write it down.
It's not like that, you do.
No, what you've is done it like, right before.
Let's say I had, like, a bong. Like,
right.
Because I don't – all these numbers are, like, one thing, but I do have, like, a gauge for myself of, like, what would get me stoned or wouldn't. If I take, a really big bong rip.
Right.
Of, like, some good weed. How many milligrams is that, like, for example?
It's not comparable. It's for me, I think it's completely different. When I smoke, For good stuff, it'll be all the whole body. It's mostly in the head, though. For edibles, it's a lot slower, but it's a lot stronger.
Yeah, edibles for me were always very confusing, and I never could time them good. And I would like eat a bunch of like I remember Howard Dover.
Yes.
Sam and I did, and maybe Ari might have been there too. We did this big pro weed thing back at the La Jolla Comedy Store. This is years ago.
Yeah.
I went in a green room, and it's one of those shows that everybody there is like pro legalized pot.
I always get told I bring Coke energy to a pot party.
That's great. That's a good T-shirt for you. Coke energy at a pot party. But I'm there, and I'm going on second. And I go open up the green room, and it's just like all this like food from Don Carlos Tacos, our good friend Ryan Hill, and there's a bunch of food there, and there's cookies and brownies and all this shit. And so I had a couple tacos, and I ate these like really big, like real big cookies, like sugar cookies. Ate a whole one. I'm halfway into the second one, and this big like kind of Mexican dude comes in. He goes, "Hey dog, good, you found my fucking edibles. Oh. Hey dog, don't eat more than half a cookie."
Oh no.
And I already had a whole one, and I'm into half, which he says is the most you would want to eat.
Wait, so you didn't taste the weed? That's my thing with all the baked goods.
Because
it
was so sugary, because it was a sugar cookie. It was so sugary. Maybe if I tasted it, I'm like, oh, there might be a little. But for someone to say, only eat half, and I already ate a whole one and a half, and I'm next on stage. And I was just like, almost like the Cookie Monster, I'm like, uh-oh, and cookie crumbs, like, falling out of my mouth. And, dude, when I got on stage, I looked like Feng Chao. I was just slit eyes. I repeated a bunch
racist.
Of jokes. Repeated a bunch of jokes. a racist would have been if I said that Gook Feng Chao. Mm. But my eyes, and I'm just like, and then I just owned it.
Did you say
it.
Gook Feng Chao or no?
I said it. I just owned it.
Racist!
I just owned it, and I got like, look, and it was a whole crowd of stoners, and I'm like, here's what happened. I just did this, and then they all just laughed. And then I just told the same joke 9 more times. And brought
it. I like to do weed shops, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't smoke weed. Why am I doing it? I always get invited to these weed
shops.
I'm
out on edibles.
And then you have some chick fucking heckling me, and I just rip them new assholes. And everyone's like, oh, that was a weird moment. I'm like, yeah. Why am I here?
I don't know if you've seen it, but Theo
it's
Vaughn.
Too much. You can't follow along either.
Acid. I would like to do.
No, he didn't do acid. He did mushrooms with us, and then he went to the Hollywood Improv and did like a 30-minute set on mushrooms, and it's probably one of the funniest sets I've seen. I can't imagine.
I love that guy.
Oh, I've been high on stage, but not to. I've just with live podcasts, and that is a little bit much. Being high on stage.
Back in the day when Duncan was Talent Coordinator, we did a show in the Belly Room, and we promoted it like. And it was back when I sold acid. We promoted it like I sold acid for a summer. I wasn't like this big dealer guy, but we promoted like
Heisenberg over here.
We're both doing acid at 8 o'clock, 9:30 show at the Belly Room. And both of us had, like, 12-minute set where we were both just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And everyone in the audience knew, you know, we were on acid.
I don't think I mean, mushrooms maybe, but acid, I can't even watch TV on acid. Like, the colors are too bright.
That's a waste of acid.
I'm just, like, when I get home from the studio, I'll just turn it on, but I can't even have it on. I can't imagine having
like
those bright lights.
Saying I can't watch TV
Sam,
on acid.
Are you trying to use your phone?
No, I'm just trying so you can see Lee.
Yeah, he's moving it around for you. Saying that I can't watch TV on acid is like saying I can't play tennis on boner pills. It's a waste. It's a waste. Like, why would you?
It's so good sometimes. It's so much, but it's so good.
It's good once you get over that hill. Once you
get over the hill. Danger zone. Yeah.
I knew a stripper that did acid 90 days straight.
Whew.
She was one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. I used to fuck the shit out of her. And she's like, yeah, I did acid like 90 days
Like full dose or like micro dosing?
I didn't ask her for the dosage.
That's like, a big difference.
Micro dose, macro dose, it's still a lot.
Yeah, I didn't do acid 100 days straight, but in 100 days, I did 100 hits of acid.
Entire
summer, Duncan and I each did 100 hits because we had 300 hits of acid. And we're like, if we sell 100, we each get 100 for free. But I got to the point where...
just breaking even.
We got to the point where I would give like Jarvis one hit, let's say, and everybody else one hit, one hit, you one hit, one hit. And then Duncan and I had to do four because our tolerance was so high. Like, for me to feel what you felt at one, we had to do four. So that's how I got to do 100. I didn't do it every day, but in one summer, I did 100 hits of acid.
Were you just sick of it by the end of the summer?
Never.
No.
Acid.
Being sober, the only thing I miss is shrooms. I miss the fuck out of shrooms.
I don't miss shrooms, but acid I miss.
Can I ask you a question, Ari? Can you wash the shit off of the mushrooms? Joey says you can't, but I don't know why you have to have shit on the mushrooms.
Who says you can't?
Joey. I know, like, I shouldn't believe what he says, but there's always shit
off
on it.
For sure. You can wash
no,
it
I want to wash it with water. Why does it have to have shit on it?
I love you're asking Ari
who
for
it. Who has shit on it?
It's always brown. That's when mushrooms don't have, like, brown flecks on them. Isn't that shit? Isn't that, like, dirt and shit?
Oh, the answer to that is eat your fucking mushrooms and shut up.
Yeah. I love that you're asking Ari advice about what to do with a shit
problem.
Have
you seen his shitter? He knows nothing about cleaning shit off of anything. He doesn't even clean off his own asshole.
Yeah, there's blood on that. That's true.
You're lucky there's not blood in the mushrooms?
I love that there's some girls like, I think I'm going to fuck Ari tonight. And Ari's like, hey, babe. And then just knowing that your crusty asshole is just waiting for them when they get back to your fuck pad.
All right, have you ever been, like, having a girl ride you, and you're worried about rolling over and having blood on the bed? Or have you ever been having a girl trying to do ass play with you, and you're like, oh, trust me, you don't want to go there?
I respect the fuck out of that. I respect the fuck out of that.
What is it?
Yeah, it's not, I don't fuck generally when I'm still bleeding.
Is that a rule?
Oh, so you haven't fucked in 4 years?
So are you
like
a chick on her fucking period? You're like, oh, I'm bleeding, I can't.
You haven't fucked in 4 years, then?
I only bleed when I shit. It's not just all the time. It's just when I shit.
I wonder if
which
women
is are, every day.
Yeah. I wonder if women are like guys where they're like, girls are like, I'm on my period. And guys are like, I don't care. I'm hitting it. And then the same thing with Ari. Ari's like, my asshole's bleeding. And girl's like, I don't care. I'm hitting it. And they just power through it. As like Ari's asshole sprays out like a Chinese fucking New Year parade float where they have the sparkles coming out the back. And it's just like blood everywhere.
Does it
the
drip
blood
out?
Dragon.
Or is it just like when you wipe?
No, sometimes it'll. I mean, the toilet sometimes is just bright red.
What's your underwear situation like?
To get some toilet paper, I'll look at the floor and there'll be drops of blood like somebody hung a dead body on the ceiling.
But does your inside of your underwear look like something out of the first 48 or what?
Are you like Dexter?
I tampon it up. What?
Are you like Dexter where you just put plastic all over the place so you can do your serial killing as you fuck? And then you clean it up after.
Yeah, Ari's bathroom looks like the Dexter murder.
That's
fucking
what I was going to ask. I don't think he washes the floor. Do you wash the floor after the blood drops?
Yeah, of course I wipe that
Hold
up.
Hold on. Let's take a vote right now.
Of course.
Based on what we know about Ari,
yeah.
His hygiene, his bloody asshole, how many people think that Ari actually goes back and cleans the floor of his fucking bathroom after he's had a fucking bleed out? Raise your hand right now. Raise your hand if you think
I hope
won.
So.
One.
I don't mop it. I just wipe up. It's
okay,
just
that was my question.
Yeah, like
I think he cleans the floor. Now, let's ask this question. How many people think Ari cleans his asshole or his fucking undergarments when he bleeds?
I
don't. I shove toilet paper up there, and so then it doesn't bleed in my asshole. And then when it's good and dry and stops bleeding, I take the toilet paper out, and either I throw it away or I use it to throw it to someone I know.
This old toilet paper has just been sitting in his ass.
Yeah, all hard on the inside. Like,
that'd be a good bag of bets. You got to pull that out of Ari's man pond out of his asshole and suck it. You got to suck it till it's clean.
What is that?
Did you pull it out during the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was still there hours before.
We try to get Steve Renzisi to throw up every episode he's on.
That's one that'll get him for sure. Oh, Jesus.
I know what I'll do. If I'm there, if I'm over there, I'll wipe. I'll go to the bathroom while we're doing this, and I'll wipe and come back.
All right, where do you think I should stay when I'm in New York?
Stay
I should
at
Airbnb.
You should stay in Ari's bathroom.
Are they not putting you up?
Who? Skankfest? I don't know. They haven't mentioned it.
Well, if you want to come early, you can stay at my place, but then you have to leave on the 24th.
Why?
Because I'm coming back on the 24th.
Why can't we just stay together and hold each other?
No shit, dude. That's a legit question, you bitch.
You can stay on the couch if you want.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, and I'll be out of your way.
You can stay on my couch.
Perfect. Thank you, dude.
Great. That's
problem
awesome.
Solved.
Yeah, it's not a big couch, but like you can stay
How
on
much
it.
Blood's on it?
All of it?
All the blood is on it. Yeah, sure. You can stay on my couch, though.
Perfect.
Boom.
Boom.
That's all he needs, dude.
Nice move.
He's not asking for a lot from you, you dumb fuck. Why are you being so shitty?
Can we get into a little football? I want to talk about
Yeah, because you were talking...
What's the Chicago Bears quarterback that drafted?
Why are we talking football now?
Trubisky.
His mom is hot.
Oh, is she? Bring her up.
She's not Steph Curry,
let's
mom
see.
Hot,
let's see.
But on. She's bangable.
And now let's see. Because
you said she was hot.
Same guy that said it. Cyborg is bangable. So
that's true.
She quickly went from hot to bangable. And this is also the same guy that hit on my mom, who's a lesbian and in 70.
Yeah. Your mom was hot. 64. That's a difference.
My mom's beautiful.
She's not that bad.
Okay.
She's terrible. You would never fuck his mom.
She's not
Are you
that
looking
bad.
At her?
She's
Are you
not
looking
that
at her?
Bad.
Turn it. Let me see her.
Just look up Mitch Trubisky's mom.
Yeah, just look up Mitch Trubisky.
His sister. If that's his sister, she's hotter than the mom.
Well, of course she is. She's younger. When do you ever go, oh, mom's way hotter?
I mean, that's sad. That's been sad at times.
When?
I don't know. Someone's got to have a retarded kid that's all busted.
Mitch Trubisky mom.
She's hot.
What am I looking for?
She's
images?
She's
Mitch Trubisky mom?
Ugly.
Yeah, of
she's
course.
Not ugly.
Dude, she's gross.
I'd hit it.
What are you talking about? Maybe an Irvine. I mean, ew, man. What are you talking about?
Irvine, that's a good one.
Hey, can you look up hottest athlete's moms?
She's not so attractive that it's worth
mentioning
it to
Steph
other
Curry's
people.
Mom's hotter than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, his sister and mom are the hottest.
Steph Curry's got some good genes.
Steph Curry's mom.
All right, you've not seen Steph Curry's mom?
And sister.
Look
hold
up
on.
Athlete's mom.
Dude.
Well, what about LeBron's mom? Didn't, what's his name, have sex with her?
You are right.
Delonte
West.
Delonte
West, yeah.
That's not his mom.
His
that's
sister.
His
that's
sister.
Not his
that's
mom.
His
okay.
She's okay, Steph Curry's mom. She's
oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We're grading on a curve, Ari.
It's a
no,
mom curve,
do
and
that.
It was Mother's Day, you fucking prick.
Hey, put in hot athletes' moms. Could you join us on that?
Happy Mother's Day. We're going to decide which one of your mom's Sam wants to spray down.
Spray down. Hot athletes' moms. Let's see.
Wait, was this your big breaking NFL news?
Oh.
30 hottest moms.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Is that someone's mom?
I don't know, man.
Or is that an athlete who is a mom?
Sam's about to die.
Oh, see, yeah, they're just athletes. I want to see
pro
athletes whose moms are hot.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see Gisele Bündchen.
I mean, I do want to see her.
I'm not even on this tip. I'm on a whole nother tip where it's like sports, like athletes' grandmothers.
It's not going to be.
Look up Shaq's grandmother.
Famous athletes.
I would love to fuck this bitch.
Oh, she must be huge.
Shut up.
I got to shut up for wanting to fuck Shaq's mom, grandmother, after everything we've said on this show. That's the line I've crossed. I love Bündchen Sports. Good God, after all of that, how dare you, sir? How dare you insult?
Dude, this is not something that's easy to search for.
Yeah, it's not. Hot moms of athletes. There you go. Yeah. Hot moms of athletes.
That's what I searched for?
Yeah, I don't know if that's hot moms of athletes.
I mean, the order's not going to really
Guys, while
matter.
We look this up, I'm going to go ahead and make a big UFC and Punch Drunk announcement. Next week in the studio, Michael Bisping... bringing the strap, champ
World
of the UFC.
Holder. We got finally a first fucking belt holder coming in.
He's been begging GSP to talk shit to him. I don't know if GSP will be available to call in. Maybe he will. I don't know, but that's going to be a great one for people to tune into. Michael Bisping here, probably on the phone with GSP. Maybe we'll get some contract negotiations.
Oof, she is hot.
But it'll be cool to have the champ in the studio next week.
Fucking Steph Curry.
Dude, I'd
sister.
Fuck that dog.
I'm in just a
in
hot
kind of
black
mood.
Chick fucking mode right now. My Instagram feed is just nothing but hot black women and Oakland Raiders.
Dude, give me a fucking nice fucking cockerdoodle. Whatever that dog is, I'll fucking...
You fuck Shaq's grandma and a dog.
Yeah,
you're
did.
You're fucking disgusting.
In the same fucking threesome.
While you're looking at moms, what do you guys think? Have you talked about that ball dad yet?
That's funny you mention that, because have you heard about his mother?
No.
His wife? His wife apparently had some sort of stroke, so Ball's mom, UCLA player kid's mom, and his father, and this is reported from, and like Sam said, we don't know how true this is, but it is reported on very reputable websites.
Look it up.
That she, since the NCAA tournament, has been hospitalized, and he doesn't want the kids to go see her because he's worried about bad PR. And how it'll affect his marketing.
Won't let his kids see their sick mom.
Jesus.
How would that be bad PR? That guy's the worst, LaVar
because
Ball.
He's he's worried about the TMZ and all those having him come out and saying negative things about this guy. Here's the problem, and this is what I wanted to talk to Sam about because Sam's a big NBA guy, and I'd love to know what you think about this, Lee. If I am an owner of an NBA team,
right?
And we all know how Miko Grimes was, Brent Grimes' wife. He was a cornerback for the Falcons, and then especially with the Dolphins,
right.
Got
a lot
of trouble because she was constantly in the media bitching about how her husband's been treated. This and cost him three jobs. He went from Falcons to Miami to Tampa.
Who's this?
Brent Grimes, Miko Grimes' husband.
Yeah.
This guy is 10 times worse than that. And if I go, if I draft him, I'm drafting his dad. His dad's going to be in the newspaper every day. He's not getting enough playing time. He's not getting to shoot the ball enough. We don't have a good enough center.
Oh, yeah.
We
don't want that guy.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
Dude, he's going to get to the NBA, and these guys are going to pull him aside. They're going to be like, you got to boot your dad. You got to tell your dad you're on your own.
But
I guarantee that's what's
going to
happen.
I hear that, and of course people are going
to
say that.
Kobe did to his parents.
But here's the problem, is that if I'm an owner, and I got to pony up all this money, I get – Brent Grimes, you married a hot bitch, and she's a big mouth cunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a genetics problem.
I disagree with that.
Is this guy genetically predisposed to be a prima donna and an asshole? Since he was six, he's been taught it's all ego, it's all you, it's all this.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I don't know.
This kid is handling
himself. Asking it.
He's never lipped off. He's always really kind and quiet when he plays.
He must be embarrassed of his dad.
I get that impression.
You know what he said? This has been my dad my whole life. He's used to his dad doing this. Jesus. It's just you have these media people who are like, this guy's the worst guy, and they can't book him enough on their shows.
He was on First Take, wasn't he?
What? He's on all of them. So this guy's he's going to have the limelight. A lot of people, first of all, if you buy his shoes for $4.95, you're an idiot. You sit back, you wait till rich kids buy those shoes, and you mug those motherfuckers and steal their fucking shoes.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Okay,
$500.
Second of all, this kid can ball, dude. He took UCLA from a fucking 15-16 squad to a fucking top five ranked team in the NCAA.
No question he can ball.
I know, but then you have his dad coming in and saying, when LaVar Ball has a bad game, has a bunch of turnovers.
Dude,
he says, you can't win with white players. And they're all like, what? Who the fuck? Shut up, man.
Half white.
Boston wouldn't have won that game last night without a white player. And I'm not making it a race thing, but that one crazy fucking guy that looks like a bouncer went off. What's his name? He's got a weird name.
Faggot Tom.
Oh,
weirder than Boston? That. But that is a weird
Kelly
last
Olynyk,
name.
Is that
Olynyk? Yeah.
Oh, yep. That kid, I mean, yeah, 28 points in the third quarter.
Did
this
really?
Guy's,
wow.
Dude, he won the, I mean, without him, they lost that game. He hit crucial threes with hands in his face. I mean, to say that you can't win in the NBA without white people is stupid.
It's dumb. You can't win without white people.
You have
an all fucking high flyer team. Even Barkley said this. You've
got to
have some cerebral motherfucker. Not that black
Uh-oh.
People can't be cerebral.
Uh-oh.
Of course they can be. But you got to have some fucking white guys on the team to balance out. You can't be all high flyers. You just can't be.
A 12-person white team probably wins 15 games. But
okay, here's when they lost. Here's when they lost to fucking Kentucky. Lonzo Ball, 4 of 10, 1 of 6 three-pointers, went to the foul line twice, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 turnovers, 10 points.
Still
and he's blaming the white players on his team.
What's the best white team?
Are you telling
together?
Me, are you going off that game against Kentucky that they lost where it was Ball versus the McDonald's All-American team? It was literally, he was all on his own. That Kentucky team's all fucking McDonald's All-American guys.
Okay, but hold on. He's all on his own. He was the fourth leading scorer for UCLA that night.
But dude.
So for a family member of the leader of a team to come in and blame.
One game doesn't make you, one game doesn't break you. And that's the problem with the NCAA tournament. You got these guys who go fucking off and everyone's like, oh, we got to sign them. Those guys never do well in the fucking NBA. Those guys who have, you never hear to them until they go off in the tourney. Then you have this guy who's like, oh, he had a bad game in the tourney. He's a bad guy. I've watched that guy. Me and Johnny went and watched.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying what you bring with you is somebody who's going to sow discontent in the locker room. Nope. Some guy's dad was going to say,
people love that kid.
James Harden should retire.
I disagree.
He's not good anymore.
Well, is like, what? Aren't the other brothers going to UCLA? Like,
yeah.
Haven't they already? So, yeah, he's creating bad blood, and he has two more kids who are going to go through that program.
I'm not saying the dad's not an asshole. I'm saying the kid is a legit baller. We saw him live.
I'm not saying.
What do you say? What do you think of him, Johnny?
Well, the question you should be asking is if any NBA team will not take him because of his
dad.
And I think the answer to that is no, right?
I absolutely think that there will be NBA teams that have one or two needs and look at him, and the deciding factor is to go, we're going to pass on him, and he goes.
He doesn't make it past the third pick. He doesn't make it past the third pick.
I know, but he would have been the second pick without
his dad. So you think they would pass on him then?
I'm saying if I'm a team with two or three needs and on my draft board, and he's one of them, and another guy's there available at another need, and I go, they're even, and the X factor is this dad's going to be in the newspaper every day bitching about our GM and our head coach. No, man, let San Antonio have that problem or whoever else.
You won't go to a good team.
People do that all the fucking time.
No, not
parents
like that.
Always
not like
lip
that.
Off. It's just that this kid's fucking, his dad is in L.A., ESPN has a lot of L.A. fucking shows, and they just go off. Dude, there's tons of parents that bitch about
like
their
that.
Fucking
not
their
before
kids.
The draft,
not like
though.
That.
Not like that.
Not like
man.
This.
I'm telling you, this kid doesn't go past three.
No, I'll agree with you.
I agree with you as well.
He'd be number one without his dad.
I'm just saying.
I would love to have him on the Clippers. He's a fucking baller.
If it was
LA is a good market for him.
That mess.
He goes somewhere, a small market. It's a goddamn nightmare.
Kobe's gonna pull him aside going, you got to cut the umbilical cord. I know you love your dad. You got to tell him you're on your own. You got to take care of it. And dude, Kobe did to his fucking parents.
Eventually he's going to say something that's going to cause that to happen.
Gonna happen, dog.
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later. Like, hopefully. I just hope he doesn't ruin his career.
Hey, can we go in real quick? RG3. Oh, real quick, Jeter's final.
That was great.
How great was that?
And I hate him. I hate the Yankees, but just that you have to respect
fight,
Derek Jeter.
Fight, Jew on Jew. Fight, fight, Jew on Jew.
Did you see that the Yankees have now retired number 1 through 9? They have no more single digit numbers. They are all retired.
And they're all great. You go down the list, you're like, who are these guys? And they're all like, murder.
But everybody's got to – there's no more single digits allowed to even – I mean, that's how storied that franchise is.
Dude, nobody did it better than maybe Tom Brady's close to Jeter, but Jeter
Jordan,
did it the
Jordan.
Fuck – no, but Jordan didn't even do it right. Dude – Jeter,
we're not talking about pussy.
I'm talking about pussy.
Well, of course. I mean, we're talking – I was talking about just dominating a sport for a long time.
They won at least all one of these five.
For the most part, staying
but
healthy.
Jeter didn't wait until he made all of his money before he got married. That chick will get none of that Yankees money.
That's smart.
She'll get none of that Yankees money.
She'll get enough.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Jordan's wife got half his shit,
which is still retarded.
Doesn't matter whether it's retarded or not. It's like that's the difference between some
smart.
Bitch getting 40 mil and some chick getting 400 mil.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, she gets everything that Jeter gets from now on.
Yeah.
None of the playing.
Nothing. Garbage.
Yeah. Autograph signing money.
Yeah, she reads $168 million. She can't even do a fucking layup.
When they were engaged,
I would take Lee against fucking Jordan's wife in a one-on-one.
Might have taught her some things.
When they were engaged, I sat right next to Juanita Jordan at a basketball game.
Was she hot?
Oh, yeah, she was hot. She had a full length. I mean, this is like 89, 90. She had a 88, 89. Full length mink coat on. And at the time, remember Brad Sellers?
Yes.
He was a friend of my mom's wife. So Brad Sellers was married to her. My moms were friends with him. So she's like, I'll take you to a Bulls game one time. Seventh grade, go to a Bulls game, sit right behind the bench.
Look at that.
Right
dude.
Next to Juanita Jordan.
She made $1.68 million.
Yeah, she earned it.
Didn't spend a dollar on her haircut, and she doesn't give a fuck.
Dude, that was a fucking cut back in the day.
So you were – and, yeah, you got to see Jordan live.
I got to go
That's
through –
crazy.
Oh, I saw Jordan live a lot, but I used to go through the player parking lot.
Oh, you're so young. I saw him live, too.
I saw him, like, when he was with the Wizards. Like, when you were talking about Jeter, I was just thinking, I'm glad he didn't go to another team.
I saw him three times his rookie year.
Yeah, that would have been shitty.
His rookie year, I saw him three times.
Start to finish on one team. I need more of that in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Lifers. Cal Ripken's. Those people.
I love Jeter.
What?
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn.
Well, I was just
Tony
say,
Gwynn.
Ryan Sandberg.
Tony Gwynn. Talk about this.
He didn't do great for you, Ari, but are you happy Tony Romo ended? He just finished his career?
Yes.
Jody Davis.
I'm happy he's done. I mean, what do you mean? He did great.
He not in the playoffs. He did okay.
He did great.
Didn't he always choke in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he did barely ever made the playoffs, but when he did, he was still fine.
I mean, you know what? Yeah, he did what he could do. A lot of times it wasn't his fault.
What do you think about this Dak Prescott? I saw him a little bit last year, but I don't get to watch many games.
I'm very interested to see what he does in his second year.
He's only one in the playoffs.
I think he's going to do great.
Now that everybody has a lot of film on him his second year, it'll be very interesting to see.
Does he
pull an RG3? I mean, RG3 was rookie of the year.
Dak wasn't even
rookie of the year.
A long time ago on this podcast, we used to do something called the Tripoli Theorem, which was – these guys.
We say it every other week.
Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. We haven't talked about it for a while. It's where these guys who play on doormat teams and power conferences or teams in fucking mid majors who dominate these huge teams are the guys you want to draft. Dak Prescott is that guy. He was on Mississippi State. Mississippi State hadn't done jack shit to that moment, and he was, like, running through the SEC. Did he win a national championship? No, but he made them competitive. He changed that fucking program. He was going up against these superstars and delivering. They just didn't even use him right there. They just had him as a running quarterback.
Go back to where that was on.
You know, I've always said that, dude. Dak Prescott showed in college that he could take
college stats or pro stats?
I've said that before. That's who you want to draft. These guys who are on these doormat teams and these power conferences who can compete.
I mean, keep in mind
that's Mitch Trubisky. Then.
Keep in mind with this guy.
But I don't think he competed that well. Who is he going up against? Who did he beat?
Florida State.
He beat Florida State.
They beat Florida State, yeah.
Okay,
he played great.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, dude, you got to keep in mind. Here's my thing, and I am not shitting on Prescott.
I'm just saying
we have seen this before, where a guy takes over, and dude, he's 8-0 before a lot of teams have seen enough footage of what this guy can do. Before defensive coordinators go, okay, now we've seen 9 or 10 games, we've seen every wrinkle in his game,
right?
And then they start losing.
Like
RG3.
RG3
was rookie of the year. He might not be in the NFL this season. And he will not be a starter.
Well, that's more to do with his
injury. Yeah, but he's not nearly
his
as good.
Injury.
But I see what you're saying. Cam Newton, though, is similar. But Cam Newton got rocked second year, came back, and now
I'm just saying, if you look at this guy's stats, now keep in mind, this guy had a running back that was pushing to break the NFL record as a rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 3,500 passing yards, which is middle of the road.
His percentage?
23-4. Now, that's incredible.
That
23 touchdowns, 4 picks.
That's incredible. That
shows me he's smart with the ball and doesn't make dumb mistakes.
That's a great show, too. That's incredible.
Or they limited the offense to simple throws, right? I mean,
there's a lot of that as well. And that's why I say I think you're going to see, and if you want fantasy tips, I think you're going to see a dip in what Prescott does as a quarterback. I don't think the Cowboys take a dip.
I don't mind the short passes. I hate when Tom Brady throws long passes.
I want to win.
Just 10 yards, that's all you need.
I don't care if we throw the ball 4 times if we win.
Yeah, exactly.
If we win, I don't give a flying fuck. But I'm just saying, this isn't the kind of guy that is going to light it up like a Christmas tree.
He won't kill your team, though.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, but I tell you what, I mean, he's got poise.
Pass rating, though.
What's that?
He had 104, almost 105 passing rating.
That's great.
It is great. 3,600 yards is nothing major, but the
But
the
you look at those top tier quarterbacks. Great. You look at those top tier quarterbacks where you're like Matt Ryan, who was MVP of the season, his QBR is higher than that. And you're talking 5,000 yards. You're talking about another 1,500 yards. You're talking about another 100 yards a week.
Again, I just watched the first 3 quarters, but like that's a guy who has he's at the top level.
I mean, you got Ryan, Brady, and then Prescott's right there at 3 though in QBR.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Yeah. What are you drinking right there, buddy?
I'm drinking a lot of things. I'm fucking 3 drinks, but this is a little called Caveman Coffee. It's not an official cup, but it's official enough because I wrote it on there. Guys, go to Caveman Coffee Co. and use the code PUNCHDRUNK. And that saves you $15, which is more than you're shipping for free and then some. And they got all kinds of teas, coffees, chocolates, caramels. Everything's caffeinated. They got things that aren't. And it is wonderful. KimandCoffeeCo.com. Also, guys, you got to go to Amazon, and you guys have been doing great at it. Mother's Day just came and went. Some other day is coming. If you got to go to Amazon, if you got to go to Amazon anyway, why not help out the show? Go to punchdrunksports.com first. Click the Amazon link. Send you right to Amazon. You can do all your shopping. But that is a very kind way you can help out the show. You guys have been doing that for a long time. We greatly appreciate it. And then finally, we got a whole new merch site up. AllComedyT-Shirts.com.
AllComedyT-Shirts.com.
Or PunchDrunkSports.com and click the merch link. Either one of those will send you to our site where you can get all of our PunchDrunk shirts. There's about 9 of them right now. We got 3 more new ones that are coming out. So another great way you guys can help support
the show. I got an idea, but we need somebody to make it. It's dildo corn, but it's like a unicorn with like a Pegasus, but it's dildo corn. And yeah. He's wearing a dildo on him. And then it's like, but he's going over a rainbow through the clouds.
Yeah, real just like rainbow bright situation.
Hey, guys, somebody bright, make that beautiful T-shirt. We'll make it. We'll send you a free one. Make it. Make that T-shirt. How do you want it described, Ari?
I just said it.
Well, people are talking to him. One more time. Okay.
He wasn't paying attention. That's what that means.
All right. Lee, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. This is a lot of I just want to ask you really quick. Why did you have to wear a diaper for 24 hours?
I lost the bet to Tebow. I think it was a T-bet. What was that bet?
I don't remember. It was so long ago, but it was sort of NFL bet, I believe.
Sunday night. Come to the Comedy Store. I'm playing out the Blackhawk T-shirt this Sunday night. Okay.
I'll get that on video.
Okay, come down.
Also,
that was a shirt, Sam.
I just want to throw this out there. Good Bellator card this Friday. It's McDonald's first knock into the Bellator realm. Paul Daly, is that
yes?
Paul Daly and McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald. That's a great fucking.
And there's
card.
Another good fight, and all in England. So another good thing. We didn't have enough time to mention it. But Paul Daly, Rory McDonald.
Oh, that's a great fight.
And then Linton Vassell and Liam McGarry. Those two fights are probably the only things I really know about the card. But both of them I'm really excited to see.
Dude, Bellator puts on good fights.
Dude, Bellator's they're starting to
except
bang.
Except for the guy's tits.
They're starting to bang.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And this will really be a good way to see, like, hey, is this Rory McDonald? Because they're really putting him up right out the gate.
Chet Congo?
Yeah, Chet Congo's on this card.
Baby Slice, Kimbo Slice's younger one of
Does he really call
kids,
himself
I'm
Baby
sure.
Slice?
That's yeah. so stupid.
Oh, no.
Is he related? Is that
yeah,
a real? I didn't know that.
Kid.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Well, that's going to be a good card, too. So, guys, watch that. And we'll probably talk about that next week as well.
Guys, check out the Patreon. Now, obviously, Ari doesn't want to fight me. So, if you want to see him fight, go get us up to 500. 500 subscribers at
Please
$5
don't.
A pop. Please help.
Don't.
We put great content up there every day.
Fight.
Look at the content. Look at the content!
You
We're almost halfway there. Pauly Shore, Bert Kreischer. We get everybody on there. All right, guys.
If anybody donates $100,000, I'll kill myself live on this show.
Yes!
And then Sam and Ari can split that money between Sam and Dana.
You guys are the shit. I love you guys so much. Ari, I love you so much. Lee, please come on again. You
Thank
were
you
great.
For having me.
My favorite lesbian. You were
you.
Great. Johnny, fucking Aaron, everybody. Great show today. We'll see you next week. We've got Bisping! And Luis Gomez in studio. We'll see you next week. Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.